it's not important. It's driving me. It's become a mission. Had a cop send me an email. Wanted to know where I got the version of Batman we use for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. I know I got it off the internet. And I can't find it.
I've had people do the same. They'll email me asking, and I usually just divert them over to Chloe, because I figure he keeps up with that stuff. Because I didn't know where to find it. I know you would.
Oh, somebody asked you to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We get it all the time.
For that or for just songs in general?
This is the most recent thing.
And I didn't keep the original file. I don't know what I was looking for. Or is it this version? After I laid the helicopter noise in, I don't keep the original file.
Right.
And I don't know why. I think it's cop. Why he wanted this version. But I didn't realize he had emailed you, Dan.
I don't...
Kenzie goes, yeah, he's kind of... contacted me directly on Facebook. He's gone around the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really that big. I just grabbed it because it was something different. I have no clue who does it. I can't find it. I can't. And normally a lot of things will show up on YouTube that you've searched for in the past over on the right.
Right.
So there's a bunch of crap that I've looked for in the past that's still showing up on the right, and this ain't nowhere. I think I spent an hour today looking for it.
I've done stuff like that.
For no reason.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that. And you just get carried away of trying to find something, and we get spoiled because we assume, hey, we found it once online. Surely it's going to be easier now. And you try to find 20 different ways to search for it as far as different keywords and things. It's like, let me try this. Let me try commas. Let me try put it in quotes. Let me try not putting in quotes.
Anytime I've looked for Batman covers in the past, I just type in the 60s Batman theme. Why? This one doesn't come back up. And again, it's no huge event that I can't find it. I had tunnel vision as far as finding it.
Mm-hmm. It was a challenge, a mission.
Alfie, who's on one?
She has a request for you.
Okay. Yes, Stacy.
Hey, Russ. Today's my son Caleb's 18th birthday.
Good for him. Is that all she wanted?
She was wanting to know if she donated to the foundation.
Well, damn, she already got to say it. Bitch still owes me $100. No, I don't do shout-outs. I want the money up front. They think they can just start buying airtime? Oh, I'll give $100 to the foundation. Well, you already got his name out. What should you say, Jacob?
Caleb.
Whatever.
Well, what way to verify it, Alfie?
Yeah, if I see it pop up on PayPal, maybe.
And that's even still, that's a big maybe.
But no. No shout-outs. No me plugging events. Don't ask me to plug events.
Have you ever done a shout-out?
No.
I didn't think so. I mean, I know you haven't since I've been with you.
I mean, if it's somebody that we know, like, if... Well, I still wouldn't say it. Well, like, if it's Mark Cuban's birthday, we just stick that in the birthdays. And...
Yeah, that's different. That's formal. That's part of what we do every day. But as opposed to, like, someone calls in between songs, hey, will you give me a shout-out? I'm Karen and Mesquite.
No. Nobody gives a rat's ass if I'm saying your name on the air. Especially if I localize it. Hey, I'm in Mesquite listening. Say my name. Off.
But Billy the Kid did it for me.
Ah, Billy the Kid's a hack. I don't even know if Billy the Kid's really answering the phones. Make up names, make up cities. What is it, Chloe?
I'm saying he's probably so loud you have to hold your ear away from the phone.
Yeah, I can't call Billy the Kid anymore. He made me go deaf. Yeah, if we did it occasionally, I could see people asking, but we don't. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And, bitch, you owe me $100. You and your 18-year-old thing. So anyway, I can't find the Batman thing. And there are hundreds of cover versions.
I understand your plight.
I kind of feel bad. I let the cop down. Like, I said, Google Rockabilly Batman. No, that didn't work.
No. See, I'm kind of mad at you because now I want to search for it. It's all I can. It's like,
oh, Alfie tried last night.
I want to help now.
We were talking about the same thing, and Alfie, I went, "That you're not going to. I didn't find. Don't even try. There's nothing you're going to Google that's any different than what I've covered. Classic Batman theme, 60s Batman theme, 60s Batman rockabilly, rockabilly Batman, Batman cover versions, classic Batman." But he gets online anyway.
Oh, did you hear this?
Show the old man how to search the internet.
Here's the way you work this. You bit. I did find a cover version I'd never heard before.
Really? Any good?
Actually, it's not really. It's about Batman. In 66, when Batman came on and it just exploded, of course, you only had three networks.
Still.
Everybody recorded Batman covers.
Wow.
The Marquettes, the Ventures, anybody with a guitar, the Who.
Wow. And Batman, its original run, was on, was it twice a week?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the second year it went to one night a week.
Gotcha.
And then they brought in Batgirl and it killed it. Batgirl? Whore. She looked good in those drawers.
Well, everyone looked good in those tights.
Yeah, but Yvonne Craig. But no cleavage. Not an inch. And they also made sure that, you know, she, in her real life, she was a librarian. So she never wore anything avant-garde. Just that tight outfit.
I almost said, I wonder, no cleavage because was that the 60s? But then I thought, well, I Dream of Jeannie was there, and you had a little bit there.
I used to plow to that
one. And midriff.
No belly button, but cleavage. Reruns of Gilligan's Island. It's my go-to when I had to pound it.
There you go, yes.
That, especially if it was a scene with Ginger and Marianne, because you knew that they were going to be on for a while and you weren't going to have a cutaway to Mrs. Howell and blow it. Or Larry Storch.
Which one was Storch?
He was just some that popped up on the island from time to time.
Okay.
I think he played a Chinese prisoner of war.
Oh, okay.
Watch that. I Dream of Jeannie. You could always count on Hee Haw.
And that one moment in the intro?
Oh, just during the series. The show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, popping up in the corn?
Mm-hmm. Chicks wouldn't stay on that long. That's where I think I learned how to back time more from masturbating than actually being in radio.
Wow.
Okay, I got to end right here. And if it was an episode I'd already seen, I kind of knew where to start. Okay, Larry Hagman's going to come in here, Barbara Eden. Okay, okay. Major Healy will be there.
So it actually made you appreciate reruns.
Yeah. You go, okay, I got this. All right, I will start now. And she should be center screen by the time my nut busts.
Perfect.
People don't realize how easy you got it with internet.
I'm
this was television, and we didn't have DVRs. If you missed a moment, you had to wait for whatever came on next. And with only three networks, plus we had Channel 11, Channel 13. And a pinch, I could do it to the Beverly Hillbillies. I was at one time to Ellie Mae, and all of a sudden, Granny's boxing that kangaroo. So I've actually ejaculated to a kangaroo.
Well.
Yeah, it was one of the highest rated episodes of all series of all times. The episode where Granny's boxing a kangaroo.
It still shows up whenever they show like clips of it as far as back in the day. Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies. It's usually they're shown with her and the damn kangaroo.
I don't even know what the episode was about. I think she kept telling everybody in the family she was calling it a jackrabbit.
And no one she saw goes, it but her,
yeah,
right?
It's like this 7-foot-tall jackrabbit. you and the moonshine.
That's right.
Granny. What else did I use? Charlie's Angels.
Makes sense.
If I was feeling feisty on Saturday mornings, Josie and the Pussycats.
Wow.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Really just get after the Daphne.
Or Velma.
Wow. Mm. Look at you.
What did you use?
I was just trying to think of that. One of the better ones, and I know how fortunate I was the montage portion of Baywatch. Every episode, there was some sort of type, almost like a music video montage thing, and it was usually one of the chicks in slow-mo. Sometimes they might be working out. There was one.
I'd have given my left foot for slow motion back in the 60s and 70s.
There was one. It was later on in the series. Actress named Krista Allen. She was on Baywatch. There was a music montage of her just working out. And I did as well.
I remember I used to take, like, when Solid Gold would come on, I'd take Polaroids of the TV.
Okay, that's trashy.
Really? You judge him?
I'd never try. Seriously?
I think you're mad that you didn't think of it.
I'm a little, yeah.
Right, that's genius, Claude. I never would have thought of that, and I had one of those old, yeah, I had a Polaroid.
It took a couple rolls, because the Flash,
yeah,
you have
I was going
to
go, how did you work around the Flash and the TV? Because without the Flash, you're not going to get a picture. Mm-hmm. But with the Flash, you're going to get the reflection of the tube.
So I used to, like, at an angle upward toward the TV, get down, and angle upward, go, here it is. just hope for the timing, man.
Chloe, are you taking pictures of the TV again for which to masturbate?
No, Mama.
What were all these pictures of the TV?
This is weird.
I just showed my friends that we got a colored TV. Was it color?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, luckily, about the time that I hit puberty, we got a color TV.
But that was a lifesaver.
Well, I wasn't doing anything before that because I hadn't hit puberty.
Oh, okay.
I had no desire to play with myself. Never thought about Polaroids. Man, that had to be expensive.
Oh, yeah. I got in trouble. Where's all the Polaroid film go? I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, you knew everybody's coming over for Thanksgiving. Now all we got is like 24 pictures of the TV set.
What shows did you take pictures of?
It was mainly Solid Gold, and I forget what else. That was the main thing. Damn, Solid Gold Dancers. Mm.
Oh. I also used Hawaii 5-0 a few times, especially the opening with the Hula Girls. Mm-hmm. Man, you got to hit that one fast. Because that's a quick opening. 5-0. Sometimes McMillan and wife. Susan St. James.
Okay.
Or John Chuck.
There you go. Mm-hmm. On occasion, I could get lucky with a like an HBO free weekend or something. Or if you could switch over to, what was it, the pay-per-view channel where it was all just trailers, and then you wait till later on.
Dude, you're talking cable.
I know. But that's
I know.
It's, the stuff you're talking about, I hadn't come into my own yet. When I really did, we had cable, and I appreciated it.
Could we get Cinemax? There are a lot of, my teacher said.
Said what?
I haven't figured it out yet, but we need Cinemax. We're having a test next week on softcore porn.
Or looped pornography.
Uh-huh.
Because it was softcore. About the time they get to a point of actually showing things going places,
mm-hmm.
they'd cut out of it. They'd cut away and just loop that scene. Like, I just saw that face making that guy going, and then it starts to go down to her bobo.
Yeah.
And then back to his face. I didn't see that face.
And quit showing him.
Okay. How do we get started on this? Oh, I found a cover of Batman. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, so we need to hear it.
You guys aren't going to know who this chick is.
Okay.
She was big in the 50s. She had a song called Jim Dandy to the Rescue. I think Black Oak, Arkansas covered it. I'll play a little piece of the original. Laverne Baker.
Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Anybody recognize it?
Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
No.
Not any big deal. Here's her remake.
Batman to the rescue. Batman to the rescue.
Yeah.
Batman to the rescue. Swing on, Batman. Swing on, Batman. Batman on a rooftop. 40 stories he had to drop. Saw a lady, she was in distress. He screamed, y'all stop that mess up.
I'm sorry, that might be the single greatest lip sync I've ever seen.
I didn't realize you were watching me.
Oh, I was looking right at you at the right moment. You even did the hand thing.
Stop that mess.
Stop that myth.
Saw a lady, she was in distress. He screamed, y'all stop that mess up. A Batman to the rescue. Go get him, Batman. Go get him, Batman. Batman in his Batmobile. Heard the Joker wanted to make a deal.
It goes off for about another minute or so.
I like it.
Almost died. Man, you get a black chick with a good voice. I don't know. You'd think sing anything, I'd be interested in it.
Yeah. And that bass player is earning his paycheck.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
Batman is a hot sight. Works for justice of day and night. Who do you think she's got a life of ease? They call him Mr. Freeze. A Batman to the rescue. Swing on, Batman. Swing on, Batman. Batman on his way to Maine. Flying high in his big bat plane. Batman is a made of iron. Spends his life just fighting crime. A Batman to the rescue. Swing on, Batman.
He's
swing
gone,
on, Batman. Go, go, go. Oh, he's gone.
I think it's in a fight. What are you looking at online?
I'm just listening.
Oh. You like it or not?
I do. I like it a lot. I didn't know that there were actually tribute songs to Batman back then. You don't ever hear stuff like that today. And I guess that's because shows aren't quite as gripping because you only had so many channels back then. But
I think the biggest thing was...
Or a phenomenon, I should say.
When Batman came on, I think it was March of 66. Or close to that. I don't know if they expected it to explode or not, but it did. And everything was Batman, any place, anywhere. So everybody looked at it and went, well, certainly there's money to be made off of this.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was doing cover songs, their own versions. Make any difference? Discotheques all changed to Batman themes. They were selling Batman bat signals everywhere. Projecting.
Apparently.
Then again, when you only got three networks, it's not really that hard. Especially color television was just about coming into its own.
And Batman utilized every color in the rainbow.
But no cans. Even Catwoman, they didn't show anything on her.
That is honestly, it is kind of surprising considering the other shows that had some sort of hint of sex appeal, a little bit of cleavage, a little bit of midriff, whatever the case.
Yeah, there was nobody you could pound it to in Batman.
Especially when they
were... Maybe Robin, if he turned around and just looked at his legs. Or King Tut, kind of looked at his dress.
Oh. You had ample opportunities whenever they'd have like a quick dance breakdown in the middle of the show.
I don't remember the dance breakdown.
What, they do the Batusi or whatever?
Well, you do it every episode. No, I'm not beating off the Batman dancing.
I know that. I'm just... oh, my God.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons.
All right, we'll be back.
Won the Eagle.
Actually, I'm sick of that theme now.
3:33, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's start off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Bryant Irvin Road. Construction there as that left lane shut down. Traffic is slow back from Winscott Road. Also in Hearst, westbound 183, just before 820, road construction there has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back to Precinct Line. Same thing going on eastbound 183, right at Norwood and Hearst. Road construction there has the left lane shut down. That one also has you backed up back from Precinct Line. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight we'll have clear skies. Overnight low should be around 77. Then tomorrow, sunny again. A high around 98. Right now, 94 and 97.1. The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Help! Help! I'm losing my mind! Afternoons on 97.1. The Eagle.
You got to calm your ass down.
I know I should, but that crap bothers me.
Why?
Because it's people being stupid and blaming me. I hate when people are...
Pump your British Knights. Calm down. Why are you looking at Facebook anyway?
I was just checking through my messages.
Okay. And somebody had posted... What they posted pissed you off?
Laugh my ass off. I knew what I was talking about as soon as you said that guy's name, what you was all about. Happy you unfriended me. I didn't think you was ever going to stop with the wedding pics. And then he blocked me.
Okay. The topic is of no importance. Whatever it was, it pissed. He blocked. How do you know he blocked you?
Because I can't even click on his name. And so? it won't let me reply to his message.
Well, then say it on the air.
Huh?
Whatever you want to tell him, you were going to reply, tell him on the air.
I can't say half of it.
Yeah, because his rant, he went off.
Well, it started out with just calling him an effing S-ass, and that's all. Obviously, I can only give out one of those three words.
Well, what was he pissed off at you about?
Okay, this is my favorite. Over the weekend, Tara posted a photo of the two of us.
Okay.
Then, this guy spelled somebody's name wrong, and another listener jumped on him for it, giving him a hard time. Over the next, I guess, half hour, these two guys go at it, commenting back and forth on this post, to where it ends up, this gentleman gives out his address to the other guy saying, come make me shut up. They're threatening each other all over my wife's Facebook post.
Then, yeah, it's too bad that that's just in text.
It really is.
I'd like to, I guess you can, post videos. I just like to see back and forth, you know, like webcams.
Mm-hmm.
Come make me shut up. Better get off the Facebook. F*** you and your Facebook.
Right.
I got a question.
But yeah, so you just have these two guys, this conversation just started
well,
bad.
Well, block
and ended
both
worse.
Of them so they don't end up on your wife's Facebook. Why are they looking at your wife's Facebook page?
Because she tagged me in a photo. So they see it pop up and they assume it's my post.
And?
So he sends me a message on Facebook on Saturday. The same night this photo was posted. I don't see it till Monday. He says, thanks for nothing, Dan. Had no idea if I wanted to say hello, I had to have a college degree or I'd be attacked. It won't happen again. And I just responded on
Tuesday. Do you have any clue what he's talking about?
Kind of. I mean,
this is part of it. I had to respond back to him. Catch me up, Mark. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, good. This is where we all come in.
Yeah. He says, why would you be asking me now, man? Pretty sure you read how I was getting disrespected after making a simple comment on your post. Bro, you don't give a crap about this. Hell, after you stopped the post, I was thinking to myself, what the F? Bottom line is, I will make no more comments on your post if it means I have to kick someone's ass over it. So now he's blaming me for the Facebook fight he got in with another stranger.
I don't need to know, but I'm still missing why somebody jumped his ass because he misspelled the name?
Yes.
That was it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Let's focus.
Yeah.
Why is all this pissing you off? They're a bunch of idiots.
Because
they're fighting on Facebook.
Because none of
this. You know
what
they are?
Yes.
First of all, I don't know why it is, but somebody can't just look at a picture and be done with it.
Right.
They got to react. It's like a dog watching TV, and if a commercial comes on for cat food, whatever, they got to start barking. They got to react. These are nothing but a bunch of idiots barking at pictures. That's about as simplistic as I can make it.
It is.
It's the same mentality. In fact, I think more of dogs.
Yes.
At least on, you know, if you had like a wolf book, all the posts would just be
asterisk sniff.
Yeah. Hey, somebody pawed me on this one.
So, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely stupid. And then this guy pulls me into it. And it's like, why? I don't care.
Well, obviously you do care because you're having a fit. You're having a fit during the break.
I'm having a fit now.
You're looking at the computer and you're going, you chicken mother.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
Dan points at it, walks away, keeps cussing, walks back to his computer.
Well, I don't like it when, for one, it wasn't my business. I didn't care. Then you pull me in, and then you blame me for something. It's not my fault. Now I'm already slightly agitated. And then you make it sound like this whole thing is my fault. And
well, everybody knows it's not your fault because if you go back and look the thread, you didn't post a comment anywhere at any time. So you weren't a piece of it.
But I want to tell this person why he's such a freaking moron.
What's his name?
Mark Johnson from Alvarado. You and your little tiny ass farm. You're wrong on the farm, Mark. This is your fault, not mine. So I responded back to him. Oh, wait.
I thought he blocked you.
Well,
before he blocked
you. Yeah.
Okay.
So I responded back to him. Oh, wait. Are you talking about the post my wife put up on Saturday? You and this Casey going back and forth. And he says, I guess. I can see where this is going to go. I said, you can? Tell me where this is going. I'm curious. And then he says, just noticed you wrote Casey. Sure, he's a buddy of yours, so I'm the ass here.
Okay. So he thinks you're taking sides.
Yes.
He says, man, you got to turn this crap loose.
Oh, I am after this.
No, you won't.
I really am. I swear. I'm purging. I'm purging this as we speak.
But close right. He'd point at the monitor and go, you little piss ant mother. And then walk away. And then come back and scream at the screen again. Everyone, what? Yeah, well, he blocked me. Well, who blocked you? This piss ant on Facebook.
That's aggravating. It's like, why are you blocking me? I did nothing.
Does anybody else react this way to Facebook? Alpi?
If they're really, really good at trolling, sometimes. But.
Well, you know they're looking to push. This guy's just an idiot.
Right.
He's not, wasn't trying to push buttons. He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
I think you can normally spot trolls. It could be a story about, you know, some puppy that was saved and they'll post dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's easy. It's a troll.
Mm-hmm.
So you get wrapped up in these two, Alfie?
Very, very rarely and never to this intensity.
Have you ever been blamed for something that was not your fault and then blocked for it?
Here we go.
Have you?
I can see how you're upset because you're being accused of something.
Hey.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about being accused of something you didn't do on a lot larger scale than just in Facebook?
You win, boss.
I'm not looking to win.
I'm just saying
you got to prioritize.
Yes. And I'm ready.
I sort of grew into this. I mean, I still hold grudges and I still hate people, but I don't let things like that piss me off. I got a good solid top 10 list of people I hate that I'm going to get one day.
And it's for real things, not for piddly crap like this.
Yeah, crap in traffic. I got too many people that really have done me wrong intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody cutting you off in traffic or getting your parking spot or posting something on Facebook and accusing you of something. Jiminy Cricket. I was going to point out, it's not a matter of me getting older and letting things go. Just as I've gotten older, I've got more and more people that have pissed me off that have moved to a really solid top 10 list. So I got things to focus on. This ancillary BS, especially on social media, I ain't got no time for it. Do you feel vindicated? How do you know this guy lives on a farm?
Well, he put it in one of his messages to me.
I'm a farmer. I'll kick your ass. Yeah. I bet you're a dumbass farmer. Is that what you grow there? Dumbasses? Looks like you had a bumper crop this year.
Mm-hmm. I got a whole pasture full. Got acres and acres of stupid. That's what the sign says on the side of 67.
You are... just about the time. You have everybody's, in my mind, I have everybody's character on the show of just how I think of them, whatever. And you're normally the not the role you play, but the way you are, level-headed,
mm-hmm.
think things out, for the most part calm. And then you wig out because somebody blocks you on Facebook.
It wasn't my fault.
It doesn't make any difference. They're an idiot. Idiots don't pick the right people.
I understand.
Idiots don't realize, oh, this could be my fault because I'm stupid. And then you're sitting there cussing at your monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for commercial break.
I really thought he was going to bitch slap it.
If it had a cheek.
How often does this happen to you?
It's extremely rare.
It sure is violent when it happens.
It is. I'm volcanic. I let lots of things swirl around for a while, then every couple million years, I just poof.
But you're blowing up over things that are benign.
Yes. Should be benign. However, I've realized the older I get, the more principled I get, and the more I become my grandfather. And how I want things to be right, and I want things to be wrong. And if you are wrong, you should know it.
I got it. Now, are you mad because he blocked? Are you too mad because he blocked you before you could block him?
Shut up. No one asked you.
Is there any way that you can contact him and straighten this out?
I don't want to. He blocked me.
You need to calm down.
He made his point clear. Now, F him.
So you don't think you'll ever play with him again?
No.
Okay.
And he can request me back all he wants. He can shove it.
Okay. Obviously, you want to cuss. Give me 3 seconds before you let it fly.
Okay.
I think I got it all.
Ooh, yeah.
I didn't realize you hate monkey crotches that bad.
I didn't either. I just kind of went with the flow on that one.
Okay. Do you have enough composure to do news, or do you have audio?
I feel better.
Anybody on Twitter upset you?
I don't believe so. Let
Instagram.
Me check. Everyone seems to be pretty friendly on Instagram. Then again, I'm not on it as much as I probably should be, so maybe that's part of it.
Do you enjoy the Facebook?
Yeah, for the most part, I do. And I really don't post that much stuff either. That's why when stuff like this happens, it stands out. I even have to tell the guy, it's like, let me get this straight. You're mad at me because you were making threats to a stranger on a post that my wife tagged me in. And then later he even said, he's like, well, if I had I known it was your wife's post, I wouldn't have done all that.
Well, so he apologized.
No.
You said, had I known it was your wife, I wouldn't have.
Well, he didn't say I'm sorry for it. But then he still goes back and still tries to defend himself and then comes back and throws more crap at me and then ultimately unfriends and blocks.
Do you get a notice when they block you?
No, I just went to try to respond to him, and it just doesn't let you. And then it doesn't let you click on his name to go to his page.
Who was the one that posted their address in the argument?
This guy.
Did you look it up?
Oh, not yet. I was too busy screaming at my monitor.
Okay.
But I know the area.
I understand. Are you going to go out there?
I have to drive past there. But it's where my father-in-law lives.
Oh. I thought you were going to go, well, I have to drive past there to kick his ass. You make it sound like, well, it's just a coincidence that I had to drive there and somebody's ass was there that I had to kick.
I just happened to know he was probably frequents the Dairy Queen on 67 right there, and it made sense.
Well, I'm curious to see what you find. Because I'm sure you'll rag on his house once you pull it up.
I won't rag on his house. I don't care about where he lives. That's your thing.
All right. Well, then pull it up for me and I'll rag on it.
All right.
Long before we need to break?
About 4.
You got any audio? You want to do birthdays or what?
Yeah, I got a little bit of audio since we did have a famous death today.
Yeah, somebody sent an email. I just put this. I'm sure you guys know that Joan Rivers has been in the hospital for the past week, so how come nobody's picked her up on the Deadpool? She's worth a solid 19 points. And then you have...
Comedian Joan Rivers died in a New York hospital this afternoon, 1 week after suffering cardiac arrest during a medical procedure.
I'm just curious if... And this was like a simple medical procedure. It wasn't being done in a hospital. It was like like a vasectomy, something that it was outpatient-ish.
Endoscopy. It was at the... she stopped breathing at the Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic last Thursday.
I'm just wondering if she was due for a heart attack, and this just kind of pushed it forward. That's probably full-blown anesthesia for that.
Yeah. And then the outpatient clinic is now being investigated by the New York State Department of Health. But Melissa Rivers, her daughter, said in a written statement she passed peacefully at 1:17 p.m., surrounded by family and close friends. And she had been on life support at Manhattan's Mount Sinai Hospital. Rivers was undergoing an apparently minor elective procedure at the clinic when she suffered cardiac and respiratory arrest. The Rivers family made very little information about her medical condition public, finally confirming on Tuesday that she was on life support.
That's what you want?
Yes.
You didn't tell me which cut.
Yeah, cut 4 is good.
Here's Joan Rivers.
My hot flashes are so bad, I was hit by a heat-seeking missile. You don't know.
If I want to see three people who make tons of money and have no talent, I will not watch you guys. I will watch the Kardashians. And it's...
What show was that?
That was America's Got Talent.
Oh.
What happened to your eye? What happened?
I scratched it on Al Roker's zipper, and it was just... I drew an upside-down glass because I have not seen cups this empty since I did shots with Dina Lohan. I'm sure some of you out there are wondering if my breasts are real, okay? Let me just explain to you. Thank you. This one is... This one isn't.
What we do is a calling, my dear. We make people happy. It's a calling.
That was on an episode of Louis C.K. that she was on. As he was drinking a swig of scotch, looking kind of sad. And then there's one more. I wanted to pull something from her on The Tonight Show, cut number 5. This was in April of 1986. Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I know when she was guest host, one of the few guest hosts they had.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I think, Leno for a while. It's like when Johnny would always take, at a certain point, he started taking Mondays off.
Right.
Which I really like that.
That's enviable.
She was one of the permanent guest hosts. Somebody else. But when she left to get her own talk show, Carson never talked to her again. Because she didn't ask permission.
I'm sorry.
It sounds, for the most part, it is egotistical.
It's extremely egotistical.
But,
permission?
Well, I'm sure he felt slighted. He helped build her up, obviously approved her to be a guest host.
Right.
And then she works a deal with Fox and can't even, not ask, but go, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think?
Something like that, that part makes sense. But to say she never asked for permission, you sound like a douchebag.
Do you remember, do you have fond memories of the early times in the career? Or
I do now.
Yeah.
Looking back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were all down the village together. Bill Cosby was there, and Richard Pryor was there, and Barbara Streisand. It was all in the book. You know?
Yeah.
And we're all stumbling all over.
What year was this?
1986.
Okay. I was going to say it had to be pre-89, because I think that's when she got her own show.
And that was exciting then.
Right.
But am I glad it's over with? I mean, you know, you can eat ketchup soup for a little bit. And that's it. You know, I had no boobs that time. You know, I looked terrible. Yeah.
You mean these have changed since 65? I mean, I know the dresses. I mean, has there been new additions to your person that...
Well, what I did, I put in what I had in 65. There's a lot of rubber in me tonight. I had some boobs. I had so much rubber in me, they erased what I had. And it's just like... Except, you know something, with age comes wisdom.
Yes.
You don't need big boobs to be feminine. Look at Liberace.
Damn.
That's so true. So true. So true.
For that matter, Katharine Hepburn and her brother Audrey.
That's right. Very well.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
403. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Only one incident out there right now worth talking about, and it is in Fort Worth, southbound 35W. Right at Meacham Boulevard, got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Heritage Trace. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now, but if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 98. Right now, 94 and 97.1
The
Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. Where do you want to go? News? You got more audio?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Okay. 409, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, September 4th, 2014. Birthdays today. Comedian Whitney Cummings turns 32.
Heck.
Beyonce turns 33.
What happened to Tone coming back on the show?
Actually, I talked to him over the weekend. He'll be coming on. His new show, Bad Judge, on NBC, I think premieres October 2nd. It's going to be on Thursday nights.
They get picked up for a full season, or?
That I don't know.
I don't know how the networks do it anymore. If they'll order, give us three. Because they don't really want to seem to commit.
No.
Nobody varies. In broadcasting wants to commit anymore.
No. You're right. And it varies with the TV shows. They might order a full season, but if it tanks in the ratings, they'll still cut it loose after a few episodes.
Or so there's no guarantee.
No.
We'll give you a season. But at any point in time, if we're sick of you, you're canceled.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm. I actually
feel good working for a corporation that won't actually stand by their word.
Mm-hmm. It's actually very similar to an NFL contract. They want the player to commit to the team, but the team gives no guaranteed contracts. So you can sign you for 6 years, but you'll probably get cut after three.
And during that term, you can't quit, otherwise you'll get sued.
Mm-hmm. And you can't talk to any other teams either.
A lot of corporations, I think probably almost all of them, doesn't matter where you work, they'll work it in. Yeah, well, we're tired of you. This contract is void.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if I want to quit? Then we're going to sue you. Well, how come I can't quit anytime I want? Because it's in the contract. Well, why is it you can get out anytime? If this was a prenup, I wouldn't sign this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why anybody would sign it. The first place. Well, I need the job. Well, I don't. You think management's listening?
If not, I'm sure someone somewhere will probably give them the heads up.
Okay, good. Stop cackling, Alfie.
Other birthdays today. Beyonce turns 33. Max Greenfield is 34. He plays Schmidt on New Girl, Russ. Also.
Schmidt. Oh, okay. All right. Yep. The guy that likes to run around with his shirt off.
Yes. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs turned 61.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Nice.
Is that right?
You got it. On?
Welcome back, Connor.
That's right. Ione Skye from Say Anything, and I guess she's done some other things since then.
Yeah, she...
44.
We're going to shoot an interview with her when we're doing the TV show, Hot Tickets.
That's right. And that was when Say Anything came out, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was one of our first celebrity interviews. So we went to whatever the big hotel is, downtown Dallas. What is it? Arky thing.
Adam Mark?
No. That's a high rise.
The Crescent?
Yes.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, Arky thing.
Well, that's all I could think of. I knew it was something bowed. So the Crescent, we go up to the hotel room because it's a media tour. So you just come in. They already have cameras set up and they shot everything for you.
It was for the movie Say Anything. The first, they brought in John Cusack first.
Your favorite.
Obviously, we pissed him off because Ione Skye was supposed to be next. They came and went, yeah, she's not going to be available. Well, why? Because we don't want you to talk to her.
What was it that you did again to John Cusack?
It wasn't any big deal.
What'd you do?
Oh, nothing. First of all, he came in. You could tell he didn't want to be there.
Okay.
And he was wearing a do-rag, said he couldn't even get up and comb his hair. And I forgot. It's a few different things. It just obviously pissed him off, and he told the promoter, and all of a sudden, Ione Skye is not available.
Well,
and then her career obviously tanked. That's what you get.
His career, however, has done pretty well for the most part since then. Although I would imagine any time you log into Netflix, you might see some of his more recent work and think, ha, I believe I'm doing better today.
The movie Say Anything wasn't bad. I saw it before we did the interview.
Yeah, it was a good movie. And actually,
anyway, so that's my Ione Skye thing.
Since you were given the quick behind-the-scenes stuff the other day, I saw on Say Anything, John Cusack didn't want to do the iconic scene with the boombox over his head. It wanted to be more like the song playing out of the car radio as he just sort of sits and looks cool on the hood of the car.
No, that's creepy. That's stalky. And that's something Alfie would do.
Yeah.
Or something Alfie does.
Yes. You sit back and look cool. It's like, all I got to do is hit play on this here tape and just watch her just run out.
And, of course, it doesn't look any less stalky if you're standing out in the front yard holding a boombox over your head while you're wearing some kind of funky raincoat.
Well, that's the 80s. The raincoat can be done, that's the 80s. But then the other aspect, it's like it's him putting himself out there, being vulnerable.
I got it. I know. I saw the movie.
It was John Hughes' movie, right?
I really think I know.
You sure? You knew a lot about dolphins a couple of months ago.
I haven't been on a John Hughes kick. I started binge watching documentaries about dolphins.
Other birthdays. Blank Man, Damon Wayans, turns 54.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, why not? It did work out that we played it yesterday, and today's his birthday.
I'll beat you like you're one of my bitches.
Slap me around and call me Susan.
I warned you, Susan.
Someone should help that lady.
Also, Dr. Drew Pinsky turns 56 today. Some very delicious smells came from Fair Park on Monday as the winners of the 10th annual Big Tech's Choice Awards were crowned. The titles of Best Tasting and Most Creative were awarded to Clint Probst and Justin Martinez, respectively, for their creations of Fried Gulf Shrimp Boil, that won for Best Tasting, and Funnel Cake Ale, which won for Most Creative.
What the f*** is wrong with people? Why can't you just leave alone? If it's a solid, you got to make it liquid, or vice versa.
They did that a few years ago.
If it's not fried, it's got to be fried. And if it's normally fried, then you can't have it fried.
Yeah. A few years ago, they had that with a fried beer. Now, that won Most Creative that year. It's the reason why it did not win for Best Taste. I tried it. No.
Yeah, there's another one, a new one, Fried Tequila. I don't want to try that.
Is that this year?
I don't think it's part of it.
No, the shrimp boil thing. That sounds tasty.
Yeah, that's Clint Probst, crowd-pleasing Cajun creation. Features everything you would expect in a shrimp boil rolled into a ball. So baby Gulf shrimp, diced red potatoes, onion, lemon, seasoning, formed around a cocktail shrimp, dusted and fried with the tail sticking out for a handle. Served with a side of remoulade sauce.
I haven't really noticed. Just out of curiosity, at the state fair, can you get a chicken fried steak? Isn't that odd?
I think.
First of all, we don't know.
I think.
Second of all, chances are, if you walked up and went, "Give me chicken fried steak," a what? Chicken fried. What the f- is that? Steak, chicken fried. No, we didn't do that. Mm. You want beer? Chicken fried beer?
Or chicken fried bacon. That was a big one here. I think they still sell it.
How about some fried Crisco? You want fried Crisco?
Yeah, well, I love fried fry. That's my favorite.
This competition this past week or whenever? Was it all just the fried stuff or just food in general?
It's new fair food that gets submitted to the fair, and then they narrow it down to the finalists. The finalists were announced a while back, and then from the finalists, the
So it was food in general, not just the fried crap or the novelty stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be fried. That's usually the stuff that gets put in there because it's easy, because it's walk and carry food, for one. If something's fried, it's easier to walk around with it, as opposed to a knife and a fork on a chicken fried steak when you're trying to get on the...
I'll put chicken fried steak in a cup.
I know, yeah, just slather it in gravy.
Can I get some French fries? No, we don't fry them yet.
Then there's the funnel cake ale. Justin Martinez's refreshing English-style summer ale has been brewed to be crisp with just the right amount of toastiness and sweetness, finishing with delicate notes of natural vanilla. All great flavors you'll find in a perfectly executed funnel cake. And then for those of the taste buds, for a sweeter finish, you can take advantage of the option to have the rim of your cup coated with powdered sugar. And then a couple of the other treats that were finalists this year, the chicken-fried loaded baked potato or the deep-fried Texas bluebonnet.
We'll go back to the chicken-fried loaded.
Everything that would come in a loaded baked potato, but just floured and fried.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it sounds good, don't it? I think it comes with the cider, sour cream and ranch and or.
What's this come with? You want a side of defib?
That'll be an extra two coupons.
Totally worth it.
My husband's having a heart attack. You got four coupons?
They would make a killing.
It only makes sense if you've got the midway. You know there's nothing on the midway that's under probably 35 grams of fat.
No. And,
and you're throwing all this stuff out nonstop every 6 feet. You mm-hmm. really should have defibs at each booth.
It's actually, it's not a bad idea. And I've actually, now that you say that, I wonder, because large venues like that, I think they usually have to have them somewhere, at least so many feet.
And because it's Texas, we're not really out of the heat of summer. So you got all these overweight people walking around eating fried crap. You know one of them's just going to drop dead. I'm surprised they really don't have it on their defib four coupons.
Holy sh!
What?
Sorry, I almost...
What?
The Justin Martinez. I went to high school with him. I just now realized. I pulled up a photo on Big Tech's website.
Who is Justin Martinez?
He's the one that came up with the beer, the funnel cake ale.
Oh, that's stupid. See if you can find the person that did the baked potato thing.
We can do that.
I'd like to try that. Now, where do you get these things? Do they get their own booths?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll have their own booths, and then each year they will try to come up with some new item to add to their booth or booths, and then they submit it for the testing stuff and see if one of them wins.
I never go to any of that. I go out there. If I'm going to eat something crappy, I'm going to Fletcher's, and I'm done.
And that's good, but there's so many other things that you can try.
Yeah, but I don't want to, first of all, spend that many coupons on something that I might not like. You guys tried the fried beer. You didn't like it.
No, but also it helps to go with at least one other person so you can split those things. So that way it's not so bad if you don't like something. Or if even you went with a small group, say four people.
Yeah, they could divvy up the coupons if somebody needed a defib.
Exactly. You can pool them together.
Why don't you share a defib?
All right. You get one battle, I get the other. And let's hold hands just to make sure.
All right. Was that it with the state fair? What is the fair? It's like the 26th?
Yes. I'm on their website. Give me one second.
I believe that's it.
Yeah. We have 21 days till the start.
I get the right date?
I think
Friday,
so.
Friday, September 26th?
Yes.
Well, 2 days before my contract expires. Go ahead.
Okay. An instructor at Idaho State University was injured in a classroom Tuesday after the gun in his pocket fired,
God.
Shooting himself in the foot. The instructor had an...
I'd like to know what kind of guns all these instructors are using.
And that's not in the story because that's one of the first things I tried finding.
That go off. Glocks? You got to specifically pull the trigger in the center.
Right.
If you don't, you can't pull the trigger.
And that's why it annoys me in stories like this where it's an accidental shooting. Or in this
and it's got to be some type of semi-automatic because you got to pull the trigger too hard on a revolver.
Right. But for people that actually know a little bit about guns, you want to know the make, model, and everything that's in it.
You don't really have to know anything about guns. Don't pull the trigger.
Well, yeah. But this makes it sound like it just went off, or you know.
They don't just go off. It's not like guns just spontaneously
eject bullets.
Well, that's what happens when you come across a story like this. That's what it makes it sound like.
It went off. Well, no, he pulled the trigger. Not like he just dropped it, like you see in the motion pictures.
Yeah. Well, this, I mean, listen to the lead. An instructor was injured in a classroom Tuesday after the gun in his pocket fired, wounding him in the foot. He makes it. It sounds like the gun did it himself or itself. The instructor had an enhanced concealed carry permit. Police officers found the instructor.
That's all right. I'm authorized to shoot my own pants.
It's okay.
It's all right, darling. I'm a volunteer fireman.
They found him in the physical science complex with a non-life-threatening injury. He was released from the hospital the same night. A university spokeswoman said the school is not releasing the name of the instructor because the matter is personnel issue. King said, the spokeswoman said, there could be an administrative review after police complete their investigation. Allowing guns on campuses has been a hot-button issue throughout the country, despite opposition from every public university college president. Lawmakers passed legislation early this year allowing retired law enforcement officers and people with concealed carry permits to take firearms onto public college and university campuses.
I don't care about any of that. I just want to know what kind of idiot. First of all, that's the reason I don't carry one in the chamber. Any gun I have, there's not one in the pipe. If it's a revolver, there's not one directly, would be the chamber to the left. There's no bullet there.
Okay.
So there's never any chance of accidental discharge. Plus, if somebody ever takes my gun from me, which will probably happen, I know I got at least one trigger pull to get away.
Or one to attack if you so chose.
No. If they have my gun, I've already lost most of the fight. The flight time is now. Alfie, what's line one?
Military guy calling about gun safety.
Yes, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing? This is Kelly. Look, I was talking about, you guys said that the instructor shot his foot, right? But you said also that the Glock can't be pulled, the trigger can't be pulled unless you pull it right in the center. That's not true.
It is. I've got one. I'm looking at it.
It does have a safety on the trigger, but it only takes 4 pounds of pressure to pull that trigger on it. I mean, I just spent time in the United States Army. I just got out.
I understand, but I'm saying you have to intentionally pull the trigger on a Glock. It's got... All right, you can't turn the radio down. You can pull it from the side. No, you can't. That's the reason. Do you know what I'm talking about on the Glock, Dan?
Explain it to me.
It's the center of the trigger.
Okay.
It's a little piece that extrudes.
Yes.
So when you pull the trigger, you have to pull that extruding part in, which is in the dead center of the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull on the left or the right, but that middle part doesn't get mashed down, it ain't pulling.
Now I understand. So it's kind of like a little man in a boat in the trigger.
Exactly.
If you want that thing to fire off, yeah, you got to stroke that little man.
It would be a
firearm clitoris, if you will. See right here?
Yes.
That's the part. Damn, I got cookies all over my gun.
Seriously, dude? A piece of dust just flew off the end of that thing. When was the last time you cleaned it? That's not safe.
Last time, I think it's when I dropped it in the pool.
Oh, perfect. We should clean that.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Only one incident out there worth talking about again. This time it's in Grand Prairie, westbound I-30, just before Beltline Road. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. That one has traffic backed up back to Loop 12 Walton Walker. And just a slowdown for you in Dallas, southbound I-35, just before Continental, all the way to Woodall Rogers. Traffic is completely stopped through there, but that's, you know, pretty much normal. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. Right now, 94 and 97.1 the Eagle.
You, and you. Prove it.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know if they were serious or not. Only two emails from cops. Is it okay if we use a couple of those tattoos you talked about yesterday?
Oh, one that's of them, right.
What was it? If you could read this, you on the ground.
Yeah.
The other one was ride free and tase hard.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
With a big eagle or a dragon or something.
Lightning bolt.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That makes more sense.
I don't know why. It just seems like a tattoo Captain Howard of the Sheriff's Department would have.
Sort of a lightning bolt across the, you know, American flag or something.
Oh, he's probably got stick figures tattooed on his upper bicep of how many people he's tased.
Looks like a World War II fighter pilot.
Uh-huh. All right, go ahead.
A new study found 75% of men say they think women look best with the natural look and not in makeup. However, most of us don't realize even to get the quote-unquote natural look, women usually have to put some time in just to get to that. But it also found 40% of men think most women wear too much makeup. And I think that percentage is low.
It depends on where they conduct these surveys. If it was, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, when they used to be at the mall at the bottom of the escalators.
Mm-hmm.
Could we ask you a few questions?
Oh.
Okay, as long as it ain't got nothing to do with my wife or girlfriend, because the bitch's right here. But if it's all on the internet, you're right. It should be higher, because I can't think of any guy that likes to sit around and wait while she's in the bathroom doing her magic.
Yeah. And actually, now that I think about it, I took one of those at the Parks Mall back in high school, one of those surveys, and I was with my girlfriend at the time, and they split us up. So
that's what the cops normally do.
Well, yeah, maybe that's where they learn their tactics. But yeah,
what did they ask?
I don't even remember. I think I want to say it was like shopping habits. It wasn't even like a fun survey like one of these. So it really didn't make much sense why they would separate us unless they just really wanted to make sure that they were independent answers. But
yeah, I didn't like that. If it was right there at the escalator and they would ask you the questions, that's fine. Would you mind stepping over here into our research office?
Mm. Yeah, it's always that long hallway back in the back.
Yeah.
All white rooms.
What do I get? Yeah. Well, we just want to ask some questions. What do I get? You can try and show me something, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a timeshare.
Probably.
You better give me a grill. And don't promise me a boat that blows up. They've done that. The timeshare, you'll definitely get one of these. A motorboat, motor not included. And it really was a blow-up boat.
Oh, my God.
That would come with some little crap trolling motor. That was extra.
That you probably had to blow up by yourself.
I don't think the engineer could blow up. That's just me. Okay. I don't know.
So anyway, yeah, 40% of men say they think women wear too much makeup. And 1 in 10 say they once told a girlfriend that she wore too much makeup and got dumped shortly afterwards. Was that unexpected, or you just happened to swallow the
I'm
wrong
just choking.
Time? Okay. Well, the good news is
that's actually
you're
a compliment.
Well, it depends on how the guy says it. I mean, if you got dumped shortly after for saying, hey, you wear too much makeup, then it probably could be in how you said it.
It's still a compliment, regardless of the tone. You don't need that much makeup.
You look like a whore. Take it off.
Okay, that one. Yeah.
Fine. I'm sorry, is date night on Harry Hines tonight?
Yeah. I said we were going to see Harry Belafonte, not going to Harry Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Take all that shit off.
Jesus, we're going to my parents for Thanksgiving. God, I always look like a whore.
You know today's November 1st. When are you going to take that makeup off?
Right. So those are some of the ways in which I could see getting dumped.
And there's some chicks, I didn't think about it, but they refresh. It's first of all, you got the massive application in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then refreshing, you know, several times throughout the day, reapplying the makeup.
Yeah, actually, this says here about half of women apply makeup an average of 1,460 times a year. That's 4 times a day average.
And some, I've Theta Chicks.
And I
you still got your makeup on from this morning from work.
Mm-hmm.
You look fine. Let's go.
No.
I gotta reapply it. I can't go out like this.
And it might be different makeup. Like her work makeup might differ from her go out makeup. Alpha, you deal with this all the time. You photograph models and makeup and all that.
Yeah, there's evening makeup. There's the natural look, like you said, takes at least like a good hour or so to get ready.
So these women, when you're taking their picture, do they actually know you're taking the picture?
They see me.
Well, I didn't know. Do you actually knock on the window?
No. They know I'm there. There are other people there, too.
I've really only dated one chick that was obsessed with the makeup, and that was the one where we could never make plans.
Yeah.
Even if I lied hours lying about the reservation, if I told her it was 8, it was really at 10. And we'd still miss the 10 o'clock reservation.
That still fascinates me. But see, as much as I say that I like, you know, the women can wear way too much makeup, on the opposite end, I've been out before and I've seen some women wearing absolutely no makeup. And I think, well, she's clearly just given up on trying to look good. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but
if they're cute, I don't really think you need it.
You don't, but there are sometimes you see where someone just dressed like they just don't care, and God bless them for it. But there are times you just think, okay, maybe just a little bit would help.
Where does the makeup go when they say they have to reapply?
Oh, it's 4 times a day. Here, it's probably more than that, just from sweat.
Oh,
some of it wears off, especially
reapplying the makeup, they could just be considering just lipstick.
Yeah.
How many times you see chicks touch that up?
Mm-hmm. Sweat. If they cry. These are all things.
I thought mascara wasn't supposed to run anymore.
Well, some of it still does, but when you cry, it even if your mascara stays fine, you still got the foundation and the powder and all that stuff that it could get into.
I'd love to see pictures of chicks that cry with their mascara. That's creepy. It's gothic.
See that a lot depending on the website you go to.
You don't know if their mascara is running because they were crying or somebody caught him off guard.
Yeah, I mean, for those particular instances, that's when they want the mascara to run. It adds to their effect.
And how long? I forgot. Your wife, she spends how much time getting ready?
It depends, but about an hour.
That's TTNL, hair and everything.
Yeah.
Going to potty, anything she'd need to do in the bathroom, start to finish is an hour.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Wait, does that include the shower?
Yes.
Oh, then no, it's more than that.
How long does she spend in the shower?
That's about 20 minutes.
How long does it take to just... I'm probably in the shower 2 minutes.
I'll usually go about 5.
I soap up everything, maybe if I'm shaving my ass, for you, Dan.
Thank you.
Or you giving me the injection. Maybe 5. I can't think of any time I've spent more than 5 minutes in the shower.
Yeah, but then again, you're not shaving your legs either. When you factor that in as well, when you got underarms.
I have to shave them every day?
They don't have to. Some women do.
Well, I mean, do they get stubble like we do?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. We're pantyhose. I don't shave my ass every day. I only shave it on days where I know you're going to give me an injection.
That doesn't really help my cause.
I got to look smooth for Dan.
I don't want him to get grossed out. I want him to spend as much time back there as he won't.
Shut up, Chloe. Maybe we should make this a group effort. Everyone can enjoy
looking at my ass while you give me the injection?
Yes. Everyone else gets to hang out
for
it.
This ain't no peep show. It's just for you. It's a compliment. I wouldn't let many people give me an injection.
Well, thank you. So at least leave it at that. Let's not.
Do you want me to leave my butt unkempt?
You do what you want. I'm just giving you I'm giving you a shot, and I'm
done. I'm just asking you. Would you rather I just let my hair grow wild and free?
I don't care.
What do you prefer?
Yeah.
I don't have a preference.
I want you to be happy. Let me start putting makeup on back there?
No. No, I there's no reason for any of that. Just
little pictures.
You pull down just enough. I stick, and then I go.
Yeah, there's no way to getting around this.
No.
As far as sound bites.
No, I'm just.
You drop your pants, I stick and go.
Yeah, I'm just living with it.
All right, was that it with the makeup thing?
Also, 14% of women say they would not leave their house if they did not have makeup on.
That's what I said earlier about Julie. She goes, I can't go out like this. Absolutely. Wouldn't even walk to the mailbox without her makeup on.
That is a problem. I've heard it before where it's like, oh, I need to get some makeup on because we're going here. And the reason why, other chicks will judge. And other chicks, when they judge, they don't do it subtly. They're very over the top about it. So the chick who's not wearing the right thing knows about it.
Like, I couldn't give a piss less if I'm... Actually, most of the time, I don't give a rat's ass. If I need to go to 7-Eleven for char or a Monster, I don't care if I still got a turd hanging out.
Oh.
Vacation, I didn't shave that entire, the last week vacation we had, I didn't shave for the entire week.
Good for you.
I didn't care. Go to the store, I'm sure I looked like somebody just left my box to come buy something.
Did you wear the same thing all week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even shower. Uh-uh. Nasty motherfucker.
I was like, okay, here's my shorts and the shirt I'm going to wear all week. And a good thing is I've already worn them for a week beforehand, so they're good and broken in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are times, a vacation, I'm on the couch watching TV or whatever. I don't move. I'm sure Gina comes over to clean the house, go, he's dead. He was exactly there Monday, and now it's Wednesday. He's got to be dead. And I don't care what I get on my shirt when I'm eating. I'm still wearing it all week. It's a mission.
It makes sense because then at the end of that week, you can look back at your shirt and your shorts.
And have nice memories.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was Tuesday, that mustard stain. I had Subway.
Start looking down. Man, I wish I still had some of that.
I know. I wish I'd known I'd gotten that on there when it happened because that was really good if it was still wet.
You just point at your shirt. Gina, bring me some more of this.
Subway, okay.
Oh, see, that's barbecue sauce. He wants some more Dickies.
How long before we need to break?
About a minute.
Nah, screw it. We'll go now. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:59. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by BMW Value Service. Starting off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Long Avenue. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from Heritage Trace. About a 20-minute delay through that. In Farmers Branch, north on I-35, right at Valley View. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from Wallet Hill. And at Richardson, northbound 75, right near Arapahoe. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Knox Henderson. Also in that backup right at the I-5. Got another accident on the ramp there. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win tickets to see Linkin Park this Saturday at the JEXA. Details on it are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight clear, 77. Tomorrow sunny, 98 for the high. Right now, 94 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. You must listen. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I did that one time to Julie. I got up. We had sex in the morning. I get some in her hair. She doesn't notice. I don't tell her.
How do you keep from giggling?
Just that you look away.
Where did you go? Or did you?
She got up and just went to 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if maybe.
It was a Saturday, so we were going to hang out. But yeah, I got a big wad in her hair and she didn't notice it.
I was afraid you let her go to work.
No, she wouldn't have had sex before work because that would have screwed up her hair and her makeup.
Yeah. 7-Eleven. But that was a fun trip to 7-Eleven.
I didn't go with her.
Well, I'm talking about for her. Did she say anything when she got back?
Yes.
What did she have to say?
Why didn't you tell me there was in my hair? I thought you knew. Obviously, she checked herself in the rearview mirror, mirror and realized she had a wad in her hair.
It's too bad. That's one of those things you wish that you could have put a GoPro on her just to get other people's reactions.
No, she was twisted when she got back.
I bet.
Came and slammed the door. You nasty mother... What?
What are you talking about, baby?
You know what you did? No, I don't really. You shot at my hair. No, I don't think so. Pretty sure I got the cat. Maybe that's a... Whose is that?
Yeah.
That's yours. I don't know. You could have got that at 7-Eleven. Back by the onions. All right. That's a wrong.
Yeah.
Is Doug Dunbar, I was watching the news leading up to 5 o'clock in this last break. Is he leaving Channel 11? He said something to the blonde chick. He said, for the last time, this will be the last time I can say blah, blah, blah. And then he walks off camera.
Oh, no. Doug Dunbar is staying. The 4 p.m. chick, Tracy Cornett, she's leaving. Today's her last day.
Where's she going?
Nashville, I believe they said.
Why?
According to Uncle Barkey, and he had quoted CBS Director of Communications and good pal of ours, Lori Conrad, she said she's going to Nashville to be closer to her family.
Oh.
After an 8-year stint in the DFW market, she's decided to leave the station. That's according to Ed Bark.
I didn't even know her name. I see her every day because we've got 3 TVs on in here.
Yeah.
The only reason I pay attention to her is I'm almost positive those cans are fake.
I don't think she ever wore anything low cut enough to tell.
Does that make any difference? I can see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, according to Ed Bark, today is her last day when she'll sign off after co-anchoring the station's 4 p.m. newscast. Cornett also confirmed her departure, but didn't want to comment further until her final week on the air. She arrived in 2006 initially to anchor the now defunct News First and Prime on CBS 11's sister station, TXA-21. Cornett since has co-anchored CBS 11's weekday 4 p.m. newscasts and filled in on the 5, 6, and 10 programs.
Well, damn, this was a scam.
What?
I just Googled her, and I just put Tracy Cornett and then...
Okay.
And it says Tracy Cornett, bikini swimwear. Click on it, and it just takes you to a website for something else.
Oh. Well, she and her husband, Frank Cornett, a former Milwaukee Bucks forward, have 2 sons and a daughter who have all played or are playing college basketball.
Oh.
Jesus. Their son, Luke, a 7-foot sophomore forward on the Vanderbilt Commodores basketball team.
I wonder how long it took for him to come out of the birth canal.
Jeez. I think he came out and immediately hopped on the court for Vanderbilt, is the principal reason why the Cornettes have chosen to be close by in Nashville.
Okay.
So they're going to cheer on their son, Frank, at playing basketball for Vandy.
Fascinating. Certainly will miss her. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, NBC is so determined to keep their anchor. Today, host Matt Lauer happy after its rocky patch with the show. It's agreed to foot the bill for this to get him between home and work. See if you can guess.
Foot this?
Mm-hmm. Foot the bill for him to take one of these to and from work.
Whore?
No. Just
limo.
Imagine. Good guess, but no. More elaborate than that.
Wow. Helicopter?
Yes.
From where to where? Obviously, they're in 30 Rock.
Yes. Yeah, to go from Manhattan to his house in the Hamptons. Now, I don't know.
That's going to be an everyday thing?
That's what this story doesn't say. It doesn't say if that's every day or if that's just, on Fridays and Mondays or something. But in June, Lauer extended his lucrative $20 million a year deal with NBC to remain a Today co-host through 2016. following speculation that he would leave the show in the wake of the storm over the brutal departure of Ann Curry in 2012. As part of the deal, NBC reportedly agreed to pay for Lauer to chopper out to the Hamptons, where he has a 40-acre horse farm and a nearby mansion, reportedly worth $15 million. That's what he lives in year-round with his wife and their children. A source told the Post, NBC News chiefs want to do everything to keep Matt happy. They believe today has turned a corner, and he is the key to its continuing success. They agreed to pay for his helicopter flights to the Hamptons and back so he can spend more time with his family.
Seeing if their ratings came back up. Obviously, they did, if they're kissing his who that hard.
Well, I mean, even if they're not beating Good Morning America the way they were in the past, maybe it's even a back and forth, if they lose Matt Lauer, then they really tank, is what they're thinking is. So even if they're a close second, better to be a close second than a distant fourth.
Okay, these are ratings as of, this is about 2 weeks old.
Okay.
ABC's Good Morning America begins its third year as the most watched morning show. The only weeks GMA has lost NBC's Today Show since the 2012 London Olympics were the 2 weeks of the 2014 Sochi Olympics. But compared to the same week last year, only CBS This Morning showed total viewer growth.
Only
they were up 8%, which again is...
Fastest growing show in morning TV.
That's the way they phrase it. GMA was down 6%. Today was down 1%. In the adult 25-54 demo, all three shows lost viewers versus last year. And it just breaks down the Nielsens.
We're actually ramping up towards, I think Sweeps starts in October, Alfie?
I believe you're right.
And?
I was just saying they're ramping up, so we'll get a lot more interesting things. You have the new fall TV lineups and everything, so we'll get some more numbers as far as...
I wonder how much longer CBS is going to stick with Charlie Rose on CBS This Morning. Because every day, it looks like he's just that much closer. Go check Charlie Soupy's alive. Boy, he's on the set. I don't care.
Yeah, I think in whatever the news circles are, you've got to be able to find something a little more dynamic than Gail, who's on CBS This Morning, and Charlie Rose. I mean, you got to find something a little more dynamic. Because what I think part of what Good Morning America has going for it is it's got a number of different people. It's not just two or three. It's kind of an ensemble.
They need to get Joan London back. And David Hartman.
Wow.
And Gary Collins.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that too far?
No, I know you're talking about. Well, all right, I dig up Dick Cavett.
Was he ever on Good Morning America?
No, I'm just saying he's a TV person.
Well, these people were actually on Good Morning America.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of who else. Doesn't matter. It looks like the Nielsen. I'm just still looking. They're short of CBS This Morning. The other ones are close proximity of each other.
Gotcha. So, in that case, maybe... maybe my hunch is right. NBC is thinking if we're battling for first or if we're a close second, we'll take that as opposed to losing Lauer and then possibly finishing behind Charlie Rose and his corpse.
Yeah, because after Matt Lauer, what do you got left? Although I'd watch, what's his name, Brian Scott Knight.
Williams?
Yeah, Brian Williams.
Oh, yeah, doing
I'd
the morning?
I'd watch him in the morning. I'd watch him doing a talk show.
I'm with you there. I would do that. I don't know what they look for. I guess they think maybe Brian Williams would be too credible or something. It's just too stiff maybe for the morning show. But we know he can do other things. Hell, he's hosted Saturday Night Live.
He's hosted SNL. He's been on 30, like a recurring character, playing himself on 30 Rock. I forgot what else he did. But yeah, he would work. I don't really care, though.
Okay.
I wonder if Brendan Higgins is going to try and get his job back at 11 now that there's another opening.
Hey, anything's possible.
Well, they let him go because of the arrest in, what was it, Colorado?
Yeah, in Aspen. Yeah, but once that dies down, he gets that taken care of through the legal system. He'd be a free agent.
I don't know why they would pop him based on that.
I think it was...
Does it really damn the news?
No, especially when it happened in a different state.
So? Oh, you mean they should have popped him because it happened at a distance.
Right. I mean,
not like he was running around Dallas-Fort Worth trying to bite cops.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's bad wherever you are trying to do it, but part of the reason that they get rid of him is because it's embarrassing for the station and will bring negative attention to the station. I don't know how much, I don't know how many people watching really would have known about it.
Yeah, it wasn't, it's not like it was a huge story about a local personality that got arrested, accused of slapping his chick around.
Exactly.
Short of Ed Bark and D Magazine, I don't remember seeing I didn't see anything on television.
I didn't either.
And the few people that saw it, I thought, well, he obviously is a party guy. Maybe I'll watch them. Kind of adds a coolness aspect to it. He didn't hurt anybody. He wasn't driving. It was just public and talks.
Yeah. However, if you ever wanted to look into a really good example of news bias, and a concrete one at that, you can look at his situation on how it seemed practically unreported by the local news networks. Mm-hmm. However, your situation...
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get enough of it. They were camped outside your house for a week. And they all had no problem reporting on that. But when it was one of their own, or if it was in their station, they're not camped out on Brendan's front lawn.
No, it's embarrassing. Anytime any of the reporters would come up in my yard, I'd just go in the garage and turn the sprinkler system on. I also put on my... 1989 Batman costume.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one large window that faces the street on the second floor.
No.
I just kept pacing back and forth. I'm surprised nobody covered that. I know they saw me.
See, I'm sorry. That's stupid. If I was one of those reporters, I absolutely would have mentioned that in the piece. There seemed to be a dark, shadowy figure pacing back and forth in the second story window. I'm not sure, but it looked like Batman.
Obviously, the arrest has affected his ability to go out and fight crime. He looks somber. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Removing both breasts to treat cancer affecting only one side does not boost survival chances for most women compared with surgery that removes just the tumor. That's according to a new large study.
That's kind of jacked up.
Yeah. The results raise concerns about riskier, potentially unnecessary operations that increasing numbers of women are choosing. The study involved nearly 200,000 California women treated for cancer in one breast and followed for several years afterwards. 10-year survival rates were nearly identical, 82% for women who had lumpectomies to remove the tumor plus radiation, and for those who had the double mastectomies. Now, in 2013, Angelina Jolie made headlines around the world when she had a double mastectomy, but...
It ran in her family.
Yes. The difference between Jolie and some women, according to Dr. Gerald Edelman of Irving, is that Jolie had something called the BRCA gene, which he said that mutation is very rare, genetically inherited mutation, so you inherit it. And he's, in fact, he says only 5% of all breast cancer patients have the mutated gene. So in her case, she did the right thing, but... It became more popularized when she had it done, so other women were thinking, I'll do the same thing without actually checking
to see if you've got the gene. And anytime you check for anything genetic, I think all you got to do is lick something or spit on it.
Yes, in this case, they mentioned it's the test is as simple as a cotton swab of the mouth.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay. A new survey found 3 out of 4 women say they prefer a guy with a big belly and love handles as opposed to one with six-pack abs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who did they tell this to?
Just women.
And they women talk to who? Well, how many women do you know go, oh man, I love. I can't tell you how many times I fingered myself just looking at pictures of Rob Ryan.
Well, this is the whole difference between something that you would fantasize about versus something that you actually want in real life.
They feel that fit guys are too high maintenance, egotistical.
Yes, and yes. 96% of women say they automatically assume a guy with a belly has a better personality.
Damn, I bet Bud Gillette on Channel 11 is getting all the he can handle. You like bellies? Mine's so big, I got it front and back.
One of the few has got a back belly.
I almost like a human egg.
The women say that men in perfect shape prioritize the gym over spending time together. And they say the guys with the abs cannot relax and have any fun because they're obsessed with what they eat. They won't share a dessert. And after a night out, they're only focused on going to the gym to work off whatever they did.
I would think, as long as, I don't know, maybe some chicks look at that and they feel like, well, I got to keep up with him. You know, if he's that fit, he's going to expect me to be fit so I can't get fat.
74% of women say a guy with a great body makes them feel self-conscious about their own.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's another aspect of it as well. Not to mention the age of the woman. Because if you talk to a 24-year-old woman, that's going to be probably a different opinion than what you'd get out of a 44-year-old woman.
Yeah, it depends on how many relationships you've gone through. You went through a few egotistical guys with a six-pack and always at the gym.
And that might also
staring at themselves, taking pictures of their pubic area inside hunkies, luckies, wherever it was.
I thought you were going to say taking photos of themselves working out. But yeah. That works too.
But you see those guys at the gym. I can't look in this mirror long enough. Yeah. Looks good when I pick this weight up. Whew. I can't wait to get home and beat off to myself. Damn, I wish I was twins.
He loves looking at himself working out so much, he stands up after doing chest flies and he's got an erection the size of a 50-pound dumbbell.
Look how big that is.
Woof, man, I'm working out everything today.
Man, that's erotic. That's hot. That's Terry Dorsey hot. Man, this thing is as hard as a Maserati.
The survey also found that most women say they never pressure their boyfriend or husband to lose weight or get in better shape.
They don't, because you know it's going to, that's just going to bounce back. And now you got to deal with it as well. You should lose some weight. Okay. Then let's both go. I don't need to lose any weight. Yeah, I think you do. What's all that hanging around your hips?
That's the extra stuff I have from having your children, our precious children.
You realize your hips stick out far enough now. You put a lamp there, yeah?
I can't help it. That's what happens when you have babies. We love our children. Don't you love our children?
Yeah. I didn't get big hips when you got pregnant.
That's because I'm the one that had the children. I'm the one that pushed those things out of me.
Why is it I see women all the time? Chicks like Cindy Skull. She had two?
Yes.
Two kids.
That's not fair. That's genetic. She's blessed genetically.
You don't know if it's genetic or not.
Well, look at most women that have had babies. Most of them don't look like that.
With Skull, it could just be the fact, you know, after she eats, she looks at her husband and pukes. God, I gotta let that on me later. Man, the afterglow of having sex with Todd, I just... No, Todd, I don't want to cuddle. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but...
When was the last time you saw him?
At a funeral of a mutual friend of all of ours.
Okay.
He showed up in his work clothes, in his pickup, and a trailer with a bunch of heavy machinery on it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then got in the funeral procession line and went with us to the gravesite.
Couldn't get the back. Now, he was up there a little bit toward the middle.
Yeah, not just bringing up the rear. I got to have my truck and my trailer with my company name on the side, pick up some extra business. I mean, certainly we do construction work, digging holes and stuff. I'll pick up something here at the funeral home.
No, I'm sure. No. He was there to pay his respects.
They're certainly going to know who I am. I've got my name right here. Todd. Hole manager.
Of the women, 6% said it bothers them if he puts on a few pounds. Only 6%. But that the key word there is few pounds.
Well, it's also over a period of time. It's not like a guy gets up one day and then the next day he's got 6 pounds on him. And again, you can't really say anything to him unless you plan on losing weight yourself.
Yeah. And the thing is, I thought was weird. It's like women want a belly over six-pack abs. Well, it also depends on the belly. I mean, if you're out at a bar and you're just hanging out with your friends, even if it's just a friendly conversation, not even being hit on, do you really want to talk to the guy who's got, maybe he needs to lose 200 pounds?
Yeah, because if a belly and love handles of a certain size is sexy, then you get to Bud Gillette size on CBS 11.
Mm-hmm.
There again, that goes back to exotic. And what size, you know, do you stop? It was, is Big Stacy, you're somebody that you would want to see in the centerfold of Playgirl?
Oh, Jesus.
No offense, Big Stacy. Why do they even, these studies, again, what do you do with it? Oh, well, it said in Cosmo or whatever the thing was from.
Female first, Daily Call.
Well, obviously I can gain weight and my wife's going to be okay with it. You stop taking care of yourself, they're going to stop taking care of themselves, and it becomes a vicious cycle, and then all of a sudden, you've been married for 10 or 15 years, and both of you look like a couple of weebles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the trick is, if you gain 100 pounds over the period of time, she's going to feel a little more, if she gets just a little of attention from the lawn mowing boy who's got a six-pack, it may only take one time that she's like, just one time. It's all I need. I prefer my husband because, you know, he's my husband. But this here, just can't deny it.
Man, I see it all the times in the pornography and in the motion pictures. Maybe I'll order a pizza and tell the delivery boy it's wrong. and then he'll have to f*** me. Or I can suck his through the pizza box. Like, why does that make it more exotic or fulfill your fantasy? He's got to stick it through a pizza box. First of all, I ain't sticking my thing through a pizza box. Uh-huh. That key's still hot.
That's right. I actually had a listener email me this, and he wanted me to send it to you. I'm sorry, I forgot. But he sent a photo of some chick with her face covered in pizza, along with one other topping that did not originally come on the pizza.
Who did?
I don't know. It was not there.
But somebody did.
Someone had, yes. He saw these. Hey, man, you got to show this to Russ. I always hear him talking about the pizza porn. Oh, my God. I'm like, why?
I'm talking about pizza porn because it doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Why is it you got to work food in there? And all of a sudden, you've got some Italian glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole idea with the glory hole is you're not supposed to know who's on the other side.
No.
I think the chick can see who's on the other side of the pizza box.
Yeah, she can see through that mushroom on her cheek.
Well, you're holding the box. She knows what you look like. And how all of a sudden did that become some type of customer service? Well, the pizza's wrong. Well, you want to suck my... Would that make a square? I've seen the thumbnails for those. It's, you know, the door's open, she's standing inside, and the guy's, and she's going, pointing at the pizza with that face like, it's wrong.
Right.
Well, I... Didn't you want to suck my...
Yeah.
That's our company policy.
It says here on the other side of this box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, the 30 minutes, and if it ain't right, then I gotta let you suck my... Sorry, it's an employee handbook.
We have to. If it doesn't happen, then I go back and they say, did it happen? And I say, no, then I get fired.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't suck my I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, no.
No, I can't. All right. Want a break here?
Yeah.
Okay. Get down, get down.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Starting off in Arlington West on I-20 right near Green Oaks. Got a stalled out semi blocking the right lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Kelly Elliott. And at Hurst, northbound Loop 820 right at Glenview Pipeline. Road construction there has the right shoulder shut down. That has traffic slowed down back from Bridge Street. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 98 for the high. Right now, 96, but 97.1, the Eagle.
You must be out of your damn mind.
Batman
right, go ahead, Daniel.
During a Southwest Airlines flight in April, Caroline Jordan's husband, Jack, had a massive heart attack. A physical therapist and a hospice nurse on board quickly gave him CPR. That's when Jordan noticed a defibrillator nearby, not being used. When another passenger asked why, a flight attendant allegedly said Jack Jordan's chest was just too hairy. Eventually, her husband's chest was shaved.
Defibrillators go through hair?
And they also come with razors.
Eventually, well, I don't know if you've got time to shave somebody's chest, but
well, if they're
dead.
You can do it quickly if it's that bad. Eventually,
well, I mean, if their heart stopped beating, at least you should try.
Right. Eventually, her husband's chest was shaved and he was hooked up to the AED, but he did not survive. Now, the wife said, I don't expect the airlines or the flight attendants to be nurses or doctors, not anywhere close, but in that kind of a circumstance, one of the first things you should be doing is getting that AED hooked up.
Was this guy
I don't know.
You don't know anything about him?
All I know is he had a hairy chest and had a heart attack.
Okay.
Medical experts had said that a hairy chest excuse is nonsense. Chest hair rarely impedes an AED's effectiveness, and the devices often come equipped with razors to shave hair and scissors to cut clothing. And Southwest is looking into it.
It's not always going to be the case, but I'm going to guess he probably had a history of heart disease, or he might have been overweight. If it's one of the two, get your own defib and learn how to use it. Really. Don't depend on Southwest Airlines or any other airline to have the medical knowledge to keep your husband alive if you were already aware of these issues.
Yeah, the way that she seems to be taking it in stride, at least the way it sounds to me like this was not a huge surprise. So I never thought about that, actually carrying your own defib, especially if you have a history of heart attacks or you know you're overweight and your doctor said, hey, you need to make a change.
Now, I don't know if they would let you carry that on an airplane.
Probably not. But then again, who knows? If you have a note from the doctor as a prescription or something, I don't know. But so many places nowadays, in public, stadiums.
High schools.
Yeah, high schools, definitely. They have to have them just to keep the kids safe in case someone's heart stops on the field. Or just in the classroom.
I'm going to guess those things are easy enough to figure out on the fly.
They come with the pretty basic instructions.
I mean, I've watched, I don't know how close television is to real life, but I've watched enough episodes of Emergency from the 70s. That's, you know, Rampart, this guy's heart stopped. Well, shock his ass.
And everyone knows to say clear, don't touch him.
And if that's pretty close, then really, I already know the procedures. Take the pads, squirt some lube on it,
rub them,
do them together. Put your hands on the little buttons on each side, stick it on his chest, scream clear, and zap his ass.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it a bunch.
I did see it adjust over the years. I think they would do like one over the chest area and then one sort of down by the side a little bit. But either way, I think, I don't know how technical it really needs to be.
You need to be grounded?
I don't know. Well, not on the ground. I mean, it's on the side of the body.
And they really use the hair as an excuse? Hair's not really that good of an insulator. Otherwise, all electrical cords would be covered in hair instead of plastic.
That's what this woman is saying, one of the flight attendants said. But eventually, they did try to use it. It was too late at that point.
Well, obviously, somebody hadn't been trained.
And that goes back to the woman. She's like, I don't expect them to be, you know, nurses and doctors. But so you do expect them to.
Well, if you're going to have emergency equipment on an airline, know how to use it. Not bagging on Southwest, but if they had people that went, well, his chest is too hairy, we can't use this. I think I've seen hairy people get electrocuted. Mm-hmm. Alfie, what's line one?
He's an EMT calling about the defib.
Yes, Cody.
Hey, Russ. My name's Cody. I work at an EMS company. I'm AED certified, and the AEDs actually come with two sets of pads, and you can use the extra set to whack somebody's chest so you can get the pads to stick.
What has to stick onto the chest?
There's two pads. One goes down on the side and one a little bit higher up on the chest, and that's what actually sends the shock from the AED to the person.
All right, so these are pads now instead of paddles.
Yeah, it's two little, like, sticky pads, you peel and stick.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm still back in the 70s with, you know, Station 51, where they pull out the defibs and they stick it on the chest and then they zap him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Paramedics still use those. We still carry those. But as far as the AEDs, just for ease of use, you stick them on, it takes the reading, and then it decides whether or not it's going to shock.
Why did they go from the paddles to the pads?
I'm guessing just ease of use. Just for so anybody can pick it up and use it.
So they pretty much are self-explanatory when you open up one of the boxes in emergency.
Oh, yeah. Right underneath the lid, there's either a peel-off or either like a Velcro cover on it that has a picture and instructions, or it's right there on the inside of the lid.
How many times are you supposed to zap somebody before you go, all right?
That's with an AED, it's up to the AED.
Okay, thanks.
That's interesting.
So, a lot of times those boxes will talk to you as you're doing it. I've seen them going through the motions as far as training at Quad C, and the boxes will tell you, put this pad here, put this pad here, wait 10 seconds to charge, and then...
So they make it absolutely idiot-proof.
Exactly.
How many zaps do you get out of one?
I want to say you can get like 5 or so, but it takes a good 20 or 30 seconds between charges.
That's about how long it took on TV.
That was dramatic.
If they had to hit them more than once. Did the bodies actually jolt in real life?
I've seen a couple of real life ones where they tense up, but it's not, you know, the big giant jump off the table or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not like the ones where like the chest has been hurled towards the sky yeah. and the body almost levitates.
Maybe God, his heart started had he not fallen off the table.
That was really how they did it, though. I mean, it was like the chest was like going to go through the ceiling or something. And the actor, they'd start the small one, be like, okay, let's give me whatever the number is. Like, give me 10. And then he does it. He kind of wiggles a little bit. All right, give me 20. Goes a little bit higher. Give me 100. Foo! Just up at the ceiling.
All right, bring out the diehard. I didn't realize they'd gone from the paddles that I was used to seeing on television to actual pads. That makes a little more sense with a hair. But if there's something in the unit to remove hair. Actually, I don't even think you'd need the defib if you stuck an epilady in there.
Yeah, really.
Man, you are not kidding. I got two choices. You got the defib. Let's start with the epilady.
That if that doesn't start his heart, then we got probably enough hair off.
Then you can use the defib. Because
it died. A couple of times we played with the epilady. That really is enough to...
That'll bring you back from the dead. Especially going through your chest hair with that sensitive hair. It's not... Oof. Yeah. It's not being used to yanked like that. Oh, my God.
Come back to life and just scream GD. All right, he's back.
Let's just yank the hair off. Oh, you f***ing... Yeah, I saw that on 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That would have been a different scene had they done that with an epilady.
You know, they did that, really. Waxed Steve Carell's chest. Those were all real takes.
Yes, that I remember. And like the guys, like Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen, those guys, when they're watching, they're laughing at it's all genuine. But seriously, think about that scene, as bad as it was. Had it been an epilady?
I don't know. I don't know the wax, especially a lot of hair, especially if it's long. And I don't know how badly the hair wants to hang onto the body. It's not something. Razors rock.
Yeah, but you don't have a whole bunch of chest hair, so it's not like you're worried about that.
That'd make any difference. Given the option, I'll shave. And it's, chest hair doesn't grow back that fast. So I don't care, but I'm not doing the wax. They've done it for radio, but that's, I'm not doing it for a bit. But I certainly wouldn't do it for a movie part.
I just can't fathom just shaving an entire chest, especially if you had as much hair as Steve Carell. That would take forever. Not to mention having to guide the razor around the nipple. Mm-mm. Oh,
I guess you just stick your thumb over the nipple and shave around it. So but I'm certainly not getting waxed, and I'm not having somebody wax directly over my nipple. And I don't know how anybody goes in and gets their whole waxed. And they do that.
Yep, that's a Brazilian. Front and back.
I meant guys. I don't know how much hair chicks normally have back there. Guys get pretty bushy.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Let me see that paper, because I think my asshole came off on that. That's... Look and see if there's something on that paper around with the hair. Is there something that looks like calamari? That's my asshole. Put it back.
Yeah, I can't fathom. Like, even if for whatever reason I wanted to get back there waxed, I can't imagine going to a waxing place and being like, oh, yeah, let's have an appointment with Susie. And then, all right, assume the position, sir. I just, oof. Mm-mm. You're so vulnerable.
You here for whole wax?
And really, how many people get a look at it on a daily basis? When's the last time your wife saw your asshole?
I don't think ever, really.
So would she know if it was hairy or not?
Maybe, just because there's hair in that general area, but...
I mean, does she get back there that often?
No, no, uh-uh.
So no rim?
No, I don't need any of that.
It was a delivery, but I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't need that. It's like your dad going, I don't need anything for my birthday. No, it's a rim job. I don't need any of that. It's too much. That's fancy. That's hoity-toity.
Yeah, I'm meat and potatoes.
What if she offered?
That's not a conversation I'd want to have with you.
Then tell Chloe.
I don't really want to.
I'm curious if she just offered. If he came home tonight, she goes, wouldn't you like a nice rimmy?
I don't think you'd want that right now. Why? As much as I appreciate you being open and honest, and that's great, you might want to wait until I'm a little cleaner. I've been walking around all day.
First of all, I'm not doing it. You talking to me or your wife?
Either one. That'd be about.
Okay, I'm not open to it.
You're the one that brought it up.
I'm curious if she offered.
No.
What if she came in and went, hey, I got a couple of wet naps. I'll tidy it up. Get on in there with my tongue.
No, we're not. No, no.
Or just jump in the shower. Hey, jump in the shower and do stuff.
I heard about this on the radio today. I'd like to try it on you.
That's
I had a married chick try it on me because she wanted to try it with her husband, which she wanted to get it right first.
That part's really odd. I don't think you really... What practice is really needed?
I don't know. She was good at it from the start.
See?
Yeah, it's just... It's not a manly position, though.
Mm-mm.
Because you got to get your legs in the air like you don't care. Then step to the left.
To the right? To the right?
What's the rest of it, Alfie?
Isn't it the cha-cha slide?
It's a time warp, dipshit.
We're all doing different dances in our head.
That's all right. It'll make any difference. Yeah, as long as you got it in your... I don't have to bleep out tongue. Never mind.
I was over here playing the Tootsie Roll in my head. Not dip.
What do you got to hold, Alfie?
Those are all women calling about hair removal.
All right. Yes, Bonita.
Hi, I wanted to tell you about an experience I had with an epilady.
See?
Oh, God.
Yes?
Okay. If you're ever... Okay, I was sitting on the floor and had my knee, bent, and my hair was hanging down, and the epilady got... My hair got caught in the epilady, and it went all the way up to my scalp before I knew it. My hair was done. I had to cut it out.
Oh, my God.
It almost pulled it out at the root?
Yes.
Of your head?
Yeah, of my head, yes.
What size epilady was this?
Those things are dangerous. I don't suggest anybody using one of those epiladies ever.
We've got a small one. I don't know what size yours was. Sounds like yours was 19 horsepower with a Tecumseh engine.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Because the one we've got is handheld. I can't imagine that getting in your hair and sucking all the way up to your scalp.
I was trying to... It sounded like she had one leg up or something. Oh, I get it. Okay.
What?
So she was standing, but she probably put one leg up like this, where she's got a leg up.
Yeah.
And she bent down and she was probably getting down her leg.
I got how it got in her hair. I don't know how it got all the way. Chloe, we're not. Let me see it. You know, I guess because the original epilates, this one is rotating metal grids. The one that I had a chick one time buy one, and it was rotating springs, like a circle.
Okay.
Circle made out of a spring.
Right.
Okay. Think about a slinky if you connect both ends.
Gotcha.
Except really small.
Yeah.
And that rotated. And then as you put it on your skin, it would yank the hairs out.
Ugh.
Obviously, this one that we have. I don't see the actual name. It just says cashmere. This one looks like the grates on an escalator.
Yes. That's exactly mm-hmm. what, yes.
It just spins a lot faster.
Yeah, it's the escalator you never would get on.
I don't know what it is about this that makes me want to try it again.
Is it that mesmerizing?
It is, and I don't know why.
Well, go for it.
I don't like it.
Do you have any certain areas that need attention?
Well, they all need attention, but I don't like pain.
Well, you asked before
you said you don't care if my ass is shaved at night.
I so don't,
I'm
but
not screwing around back there.
Well, you were saying you sometimes shave it, so get after it.
I shaved it. Let's see, when you gave me my shot? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Shaved it Tuesday morning.
Okay.
I'll try my arm. Wait.
Try a leg. I've done a leg. Try a leg. Get some dark meat.
I got too much hair on my legs.
That's the point.
I'm not doing my legs. So off.
All right, fine. Big baby.
You do it on your leg.
I've done it on my leg.
Do it again.
Fine.
Are you wearing shorts?
No.
You gonna drop your pants?
No.
You want me to do it for you?
Yes. You show me how it's done.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, well, that's... I'm not... No.
You got any hair on your taint?
That is not going anywhere near my taint. Because I'm afraid it'll grab anything that might be there and then run up to the front and take something it shouldn't.
All right, hold on. Going for the forearm.
Okay.
This
Which is
really,
worse?
This is like preparing to a bungee jump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or skydive. You gotta work yourself into it. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, what you're doing right now reminds me of when you're trying to psych yourself up to punch yourself in the head.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
No, I know. Get in there.
Just stop. Because I know what this feels like.
God, I'm uneasy for you.
It's like a damn tractor beam, though. You're right. As soon as that thing comes out, it pulls you in.
I must. What is our fascination with pain?
I don't know.
It's like, like when you've got a sore or something on your thumb, you just squeeze it. There's something satisfying about just that nominal amount of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got a zit. You're just going to take your thumbnail and stick it right in the middle and just... And dig into it just because it hurts.
As opposed to just popping it?
No.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the pain aspect. But it's only to a certain level because it's not like I get up in the morning and go get a hammer and break my leg.
Oh, that's the stuff right there. Yeah.
All right. We got this. We'll have to wait. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
603, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers, starting off in Dallas. Got a side street accident for you. Southbound Skillman right at 635. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up in the area. Moving into Lewisville, northbound I-35, just before Garden Ridge. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back in Lake Dallas Drive. Into Arlington, westbound I-20, right near Green Oaks. That's earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out there. Traffic still backed up back in Kelly Elliott. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 between Bridge Street and Randall Mill. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Meadowbrook Drive. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow at 12:25 for your very last chance to win tickets to go see Linkin Park this Saturday at the JEXA. More info on it is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 98 for the high. Right now, 96 and 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
And now some rules for calling in to The Russ Martin Show. Have a fucking point. When we ask you to turn down your radio, turn down your radio. Keep it turned the fuck down. We're on the radio. We don't need to hear yours. We don't care about any of your stupid little jokes, your one-liners, or your puns. Don't call up here looking for phone numbers. We're not Google or 411 or the Yellow Pages. I don't have time for that shit. Get right to the point. And if you're a douchebag and you got a Bluetooth headset on, don't call up here. Now, pick up your phone and call 214 or 817-787-1971. And good luck.
What do you got, Alfie?
Still got more chicks calling about hair removal.
Yes, Heather.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm an assistant manager of a waxing studio, and we have almost a quarter of our clientele is men, and they're mostly straight.
Okay, that was going to be a follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are the guys mostly get waxed?
Brazilians.
they're pooter?
Well, yeah, that's front and back. However, most of our clientele stays almost a whole day and gets full body waxing, eyebrows to toes.
To toes?
At a certain point, wouldn't electrolysis be more of cost effective?
I guess, but we have guys that come in at least once a month and will spend $200+ getting their whole body waxed.
First of all, that sounds like a pretty good deal, an entire body for a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's more.
Depending on the thickness?
No, it doesn't. They won't wax. If guys don't produce back hair, then they won't get their back waxed. If they don't produce chest hair, they won't get their chest waxed, but they'll get their arms and legs and toes and
do
hands.
Do you actually do the who hole yourself?
No, sir. I am I'm the assistant manager.
So what do? Make part-timers do it?
We have the estheticians do it.
The what?
The estheticians, they're waxing specialists. They also do facials and stuff, but we are strictly waxing specialists.
Why would you? What do you charge for the boo hole?
Just the butt strip?
Mm-hmm.
Like $20, I think.
Pretty good deal, especially with a lot of guys. I'm sure it's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, it's $65 for the whole Brazilian for men and the 42 for women.
What is it a guy would get done on the front side?
Their entire pubic region.
Why is it more for men as opposed to the women?
Well, men typically have more hair, and it does take a lot more time to go around the testicles region.
Ta-ta.
Okay.
I'm not... No. I mean, really. Just get... If I'm trimming up areas, not getting too graphic, I just get my beard trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Start it with the longest setting and work my way down.
Yeah.
I've never met a chick that went, oh, there's too much hair. I don't like it. Your pubes. Even if they said anything, nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to jump up and go, oh, well, let me go trim them for you. I'll sit there and squinch and squeeze and see if I can grow out another couple of inches.
Cut off some hair, put it down there.
Yeah. Go shave some off the back, put it up front.
On the other hand, you
look,
already...
I got me a weave. What?
I was going to say, you already trimmed down there, though. So I wonder if you were to let it go for like 2 months, just let it get big and bushy. And then you hooked up with a chick. If then she would be like, you know, actually, it might be better if you trim.
They might. I don't know. I've never let it really, even with long stretches where I'm not really seeing anybody, dating anybody, I don't let it get totally unkempt.
Yeah.
And that's, there's a sense of pride. You look down at your junk, you don't want to go, I'm old and there's just topiaries down there. I don't even want to look.
Yeah,
I like it nice, clean, like it new.
Yeah. Plus, then that way you don't have to worry about hairs being caught on things.
We'll play. All right, let me.
I'm not talking about.
Hang on, I'll ask again. Where's it you go? You're worried about getting your hair caught on something.
I'm talking about when. Not with it waving around in public and it's cutting a doorknob. I mean,
how long does your hair get? It looks like Kramer's head.
No, I'm talking about if you shift or something, it's in your pants. But if you shift and somehow a hair gets caught or something, that's never happened to you?
No. No. Mostly because I always wear underwear.
No, it can happen while you're wearing underwear, too.
It sounds like you're wearing panties.
Or you got some stray wild hair cruising up.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Does your pubic hair grow wild and free?
Sometimes it can.
And who's got time to take an entire day off just to go get, I got to go get waxed?
Well, maybe they do it on a Saturday.
Ernie won't have the sex with me unless I'm waxed.
That explains why you've got such beautiful eyebrows, Bert.
Never mind.
I can't even fathom just, as she said, being there for almost an entire day, getting eyebrows all the way down to your toes. I don't have that kind of patience.
That's what I just said. Who wants to take an entire day off and go sit there and get waxed? I don't even like going to... I haven't gone to get my hair cut in probably 5 years. I don't like driving someplace and sitting in a chair for 45 minutes just staring. I just got one of those...
Flobies?
F off. whatever it's called. There's a brand name.
Oh, just the clippers?
Yeah.
Wall or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put the 1-inch attachment on there. Hit it.
Yeah.
Now, if my hair was longer, then I'd go back to super cuts.
Clips.
Yeah. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Both of them are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right up there with Hunt County.
But the time, it takes me like 5 minutes, I'm done.
Well, and even in the 5 years that you've been out of the barber game or the stylist game, it can be expensive to get your hair cut. Like, there's a barbershop chain. I went in one time. It was going to be like $30. I'm like, all I'm getting is just my head basically trimmed, shaved.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't do it yourself or have Tara do it.
I like going to my lady. I've been going to her since I'm 16, and I've had to have my hair cut at another place like 3 times, and I was afraid to tell her because I was afraid she was going to take the straight razor and slit my throat.
Well, then don't let them shave you. Do you get a shave?
She does the back of my neck as opposed to the...
But with a straight razor?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, no.
No, it's good.
I didn't say the whole word, by the way.
No, you're fine.
No.
No, the straight razor's good.
I am not letting a chick loose with a straight razor.
No, she's good with it.
I don't know what happened to her that morning or, you know, what week it is in the month.
She's way past all that.
Yeah, she's past? Yeah. Okay. All right, that makes more sense to get somebody post-menopausal. We could probably get somebody to come up here during the show and cut our hair if you want, so you don't have to go anywhere.
You can do that. That's
you like going someplace.
I don't love driving to 360 and 30, but I mean 30 and whatever.
You don't like driving someplace.
Yeah, I don't like going to Fort Worth for it, but I do it.
Well, we could have somebody come up here and do it, and but does it professionally,
and you can do that.
But you don't want to.
No,
he's afraid that she might hear it.
What if you get somebody to come up here?
Yeah,
like a close friend, Gina, that cleans my house. Mm-hmm. She used to cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Then you got someone already there.
Well, I'm saying if you guys want it done, I'm sure. Alfie, where do you go with your curly locks?
I go to a place here in Addison, Floyd's.
Floyd's Barbershop?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bunch of old guys there?
No.
Well, it's got to be if they call it Floyd's.
No, that's actually, it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's kind of trendy. It's kind of like the rock and roll place.
But everybody knows what I'm talking about. Floyd's Barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not everybody was nodding. So you go in there and just get a little trim on the side?
No, well. It's a full-on salon type thing.
It seems odd. It's so old school. Floyd's Barbershop. Andy Grubb for the show. Mm-hmm. One chair, no waiting. All right, nobody talk while I'm drinking. Don't worry about it.
No problem. No, I'd be happy to watch. I'll take photos.
I'm
and
just
video.
Saying, if you want to make it easier, it's not like we've got long flowing locks. Otherwise, I wouldn't cut my own hair.
No.
I know it sounds cheap. I know it sounds white trash,
but that's
kinda, I don't really care.
That's kind of how we are, though, at times. What I'm worried about in Close Right is if someone comes up here to do that for us, then I'm afraid that my Barbara Treva will drop through the ceiling and slit my throat. And I love her.
What do you pay?
I just give her $20, and that includes, like, I think it's 15 plus 5 tip.
How long does it take her?
15 minutes. 20.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I was thinking 20 is kind of tight. I think last time I got my hair cut, I was paying $13. And that included the tip.
Wow. That is pretty cheap.
That's been a while. Well, you don't know what the cost was.
That's true. Yeah, I think it's the same, similar price where I go. But that's where I've heard, like, I've had friends that go to a stylist and they've asked me, hey, where do you get your hair done? I'm like, I don't get my hair done.
Yeah, first of all, we don't call it that.
Right.
Where you get your hair done. One, guys don't go get their hair did.
Mm-mm.
Two, we get it cut, and we don't go to stylists. And if you're going to go someplace, you go to Floyd's Barbershop. Or you go someplace where a bunch of black guys are arguing about something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. His mama call him Clay, I call him Clay. All right, let's finish news.
All right.
6:15, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
The new season of Dancing with the Stars will feature a Duck Dynasty star, a race car driver, and one half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong. Hosts Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews announced the fresh crop of 13 contestants.
You say Duck Dynasty?
Yeah.
All right.
Tom and Aaron Andrews announced the fresh crop of 13 contestants on Good Morning America. They include Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, damn. Really?
I'm sorry. Now, Vegas, I didn't get a chance to see what the odds are on this yet, but if I was a betting man, Alfonso Ribeiro would be, I think, one of the front runners.
Well, he is because that's Carlton, right?
Yes.
Carlton Dance.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched any of the montages of him dancing?
Oh, the man can move.
There was a, I think I've talked about this before, Pepsi commercial in the 80s with Michael Jackson and a little kid. They both meet in the street,
mm-hmm. And
the kid mimics Michael Jackson's moves. That was Alfonso.
Huh.
He's got the moonwalk, everything. I don't see how he could lose this, especially if he busts into the Carlton dance.
Oh, he will at some point. You know it. That'll be one of the first weeks.
I ain't gay, but that makes my hard.
and if maybe week one is the Carlton, week two, maybe they pull out the Apache.
Or Will Smith comes out and throws him into the crowd.
Yeah. Get on it.
That one seems like just a gimme for this season.
It really does.
How could he lose?
Some of the other people, you have Sadie Robertson, who is on Duck Dynasty. She's, I think, the 17 or 18-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay, so it's not one of the ZZ Top guys.
No, it's not one of the dads. Michael Waltrip, race car driver, he's going to jump in there. Lolo Jones, she's an athlete. She's track and field, but then she also tried doing the bobsled in the Olympics this past. Athletes have a tendency to do, sometimes they do well. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls, some actor, I don't know. Leah Thompson, remember her from Back to the Future, along with a ton of movies from the 80s, including Howard the Duck?
Well, that Caroline in the City.
And that as well. Antonio Sabato Jr., actor and model.
I don't know who that is. I'm excited Carlton's on there.
Mm-hmm. Here's someone else you can be excited about, maybe. Randy Couture, champion mixed martial artist, also in the Expendables movies.
I don't know who that is.
He's the big one.
He's the what?
He's one of the big ones from the Expendables. He's the guy that's got, like, he's got the cauliflower ears. You know which one is Jason Statham? Kind of bald, but facial hair, like
nope. Stubble?
Mm-mm. They look similar, but they're different. Janelle Parrish from ABC Family's Pretty Little Liars. Tommy Chong. That's going to be fun.
Tommy Chong. Cheech Marin,
mm-hmm.
Tommy Chong, the tall one.
Yeah.
He can't.
Pretty much when anyone ever does a stereotypical stoner accent or voice, you're basically mimicking Tommy Chong.
Hey, man, who cut your hair?
Yeah.
He's got to be in his 70s.
I think so. Betsy Johnson, fashion designer. Bethany Mota, who's a YouTube star and beauty expert. She has over 7 million subscribers. And media personality Tavis Smiley.
Tommy Chong is 76.
There you go. Damn. That's right, man. I'm going to dance.
That one I don't get. My money, if... Actually, Vegas gets in on this?
I'm pretty sure they do.
My money's on Alfonso Carlton.
Yeah, I just wonder what kind of odds he's getting, because the return on that can't be very much. Because everyone that I've popped off on here, there's only maybe three or four that I can probably pick out the final ones.
Okay, and the season starts when?
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay, well, very exciting then.
I'm sure it's going to be soon. Many problems with kids can be traced to their parents, so why have millennials been singled out as a uniquely depraved generation? Weren't they raised by somebody? For those who may have missed the latest skirmish in America's generational warfare, a new survey finds that millennials, those between 19 and 34, give or take, may be more self-aggrandizing than older folks. They're also more likely to consider themselves workaholics, even though they work less than previous generations. And 27% of millennials say they would take credit for a colleague's work if it helped them get ahead, compared to 15% of Gen Xers and 5% of baby boomers. CNBC even declared that millennial working with may be a jerk. This comes on top of widespread complaints that America's young adults are narcissistic, godless, precious, lazy, and probably much worse.
I don't know about godless, but the rest of that's accurate. In fact, you've got, I don't know how old, what the demographics are, but you had... There was a strike in New York today with fast food workers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to protest.
It was in multiple cities.
Even one of the chicks involved in the protest said this is the same as the civil rights movement in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
That was for human rights. This is what you're doing is you want more. First of all, you got no leverage. You walked out of a job where you get paid by the hour. And all you do is serve fast food. I've done it. So this is not like I'm just looking down on somebody. I know how easy it is. And it's got to be easier now than it was in the 70s when I did it. Because there's a lot more automation. And you're going to keep pushing it. You're going to lose your job to automation. Where all you need is somebody just to take the money and hand out the product.
And there are actually some places, I think they're doing it in Europe, but they're, instead of having a person be a cashier, it's just a kiosk. And you enter in your own stuff.
And they're going to keep pushing it to the point of, now, you're absolutely antiquated. You're obsolete. And you're going to be out of a job. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You got no special training.
Well, I can't feed a family of four on my salary.
It's not meant to feed a family of four. It's a part-time job. It's fast food. Traditionally, it's always been for people in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Part-time job.
Kid jobs. Yeah, you're a student. Yeah, you work in the fast food.
So are the only full-time jobs management, and that's it, in fast food for the most part?
I would guess that's the way it was when I worked at... Wendy's, Pizza Inn, Pizza Hut.
If that's the way it was back then, I'm sure it's the same now.
Or if somebody wanted to end up owning a franchise, yeah, they would come in. They would be paid salary and gradually go up the ladder. But yeah, I can't think of anybody that actually worked every day that wasn't hourly. And first of all of them are walking out in different cities. And they go, well, we don't make enough money to feed our families. All right, you go out, you get arrested. Now you've lost more money.
Yeah.
And you missed a day of work. Where's this money coming from? How are you going to make up for that? I really think McDonald's can get by without you. We need $15 an hour.
Really?
There are jobs where people have actually gone to college that have or vocational training. That are just barely making $15 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get bumped up to, a job that really has no specialized training.
God, every time I hear 15, I'm like, I know you really.
What? How do you say that?
I know.
A At what leverage do you think you have? We'll just shut McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box. I bet you don't. You walk out, they'll hire somebody else. Well, I've been here for 10 years. Whose fault is that?
And how many times do you have to see different examples in the news or other places, or even from friends situations, where companies are no longer really loyal to people?
Yeah, most companies anywhere, not really loyal to their employees. Mm-mm. There are a few. I think Chick-fil-A, because they're a little more religious.
They may be, but I'm saying a majority of companies these days are not really that loyal to their to the employees.
No.
Because it used to be back, like my grandfather.
Oh, I've been here for so long. Now I have tenure.
Right. Like the World War II, like the greatest generation. They fight a world war, and then they come home, and then they found a job that they kind of liked, and they were loyal to that company until they retired, and vice versa. Now, you think you find a job you like, the company may lay you off next week.
Well, we don't really care for you anymore. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here for 20 years.
That makes you perfect layoff material. We want you to leave now because you cost more than the snot-nosed idiot who we just hired out of college.
Yeah. They got two retards for $3 an hour to cover your job. Well, I don't get any type of severance. Yeah, you do. You're fired. Well, what about my gold watch? How about a golden shower?
That would be more accurate.
If you want, somebody in HR will piss on you on the way. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KETL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W, right near Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop Bay 20. In Haltom City, eastbound 121 between Carson Street and Menace Drive. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Haltom Road. Moving into Louisville, southbound I-35, just before Garden Ridge. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lake Dallas Drive. And finally, in Sunnyvale, eastbound Highway 80, right at Collins Road, got an accident involving a fuel spill there that has traffic backed up back from 635. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. 77 tonight, tomorrow sunny, and 98 for a high. Right now, 94 degrees, and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
It's odd how the perspective has changed. I don't know over what period of time, but I got to the point of, well, I have a job and I work a lot of hours here at the hamburger place. I deserve to have a family like everybody else. Well, if you're going to play by the same rules as everybody else, then you get what you get when you got enough money. None of it should be subsidized, and certainly don't expect Burger King or Jack in the Box, Wendy's, to bump up your hourly rate because you think you deserve something.
God, and when if they do get a job in the corporate world, that's going to be a big wake up. Oh my God!
How many of these people that have committed themselves to working in fast food you think are going to be elevated to corporate world? And that's not a slam on anybody. It's like you see the commercials for vocational training for a reason. It's because how many times have you ever seen a commercial for vocational training to work at Burger King? Jack in the Box, Wendy's, any place.
Nope, none.
It's because it's not specialized. But they want to make $15 an hour.
You said it before, maybe $15 an hour in New York City, okay, maybe that might make sense. And maybe compared to here, there's some adjustment.
It depends on what burgers cost in New York.
Fine, but what I'm saying is also, cost of living, whatever. But that means you have people, at, like you said, there's someone here that has a specialized job, specialized training to do that job that don't make $15 an hour.
We've had people call before that work for FedEx, UPS, I forget some of the other places. And I don't make $15 an hour, and I'm in charge of really some, you know, expensive, valuable items that I got to drop off. Sometimes we chunk it over the fence.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember, I never worked in food service, but I remember when I was sacking groceries for a short period, I laugh at the thought of the baggers standing up, going out and protesting in the streets saying they deserve 15 an hour, because no. As you said, it's not a specialized thing. I mean, sure, I knew not to put the bread beneath the soda, but it's not like I'm repairing aircraft.
No. You know, sensitive things go on top. It's like sex. Fat bitch goes on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. It's just safer for everybody.
And you go back and think about, okay, how long did it take them to train you to run the grill or the fryers or the frosty machine or the carryout? How long? Maybe a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think that they're going to replace you immediately, especially if you just walk out? The other thing is, I don't know how many McDonald's, how many of the stores are company-owned. I know a good portion are franchises. So protesting McDonald's is not going to do you any good, because if a good portion are franchises, those are all individual owners.
They are, but they're still controlled pretty heavily by the corporation. But it still boils down to what they see it as. You have the frontline worker who makes minimum wage compared to the CEO or the board of directors or the, you know, the CFO, whatever. And they're making seven figures, and not just seven figures, good seven figures, plus seven figures of stock options.
And how do you justify that you should get a raise just because the CEO, I don't know what the CEO of Clear Channel makes. Chances are it's probably too much. But I don't go around with my contract negotiations, go, well, this guy's making this much money, I need to make this. Because the two jobs aren't comparable.
No,
working
they're not.
On the front lines at McDonald's or the corporate office, those are two different jobs.
They certainly are. But then when you start thinking of them more closely, like earlier we mentioned Matt Lauer, supposedly NBC pays for his helicopter rides between New York and the Hamptons.
And he's making $20 million a year.
Exactly.
You think one of the NBC interns going, well, I need to make, look, Matt Lauer's making $20 million a year. You're an intern.
Well, what I'm saying is, you might have a production assistant or something on the Today Show. Matt's making 20 mil. Maybe this kid would like to make a livable wage of 40 grand a year.
How long you been there? How are you disposable? Or are you not disposable? Do you have a specialized talent? That's where all this is going. It's like you said earlier, loyalty with companies. That's washed away. That wave.
Yeah.
That's gone. Unless you've got some type of specialized talent, you can forget about it.
Yeah. Really, the ultimate thing is, to me, you can protest all you want, and God love you for it, have fun. But if you really want to enact the change, then you have to do something about it. If you
don't
want to
have time,
be,
I have four kids.
I understand, but you have
and
to
I only
take
make your, $8 an hour.
Well, then you have to make a decision. You can either stay and where you're comfortable, or
what
you can take a
chance.
What
decision can I make?
You can take a chance on yourself to do something different.
I have no time to take a chance. I have to go to work, and then I have to go home and take care of my family.
Then you're so full of excuses, I cannot help you. Stay where you are and just be miserable.
I can't make extra days.
Yes, you can.
I can't make extra time.
You can make time. Trust
me,
you can make time.
Who's going to take care of my children if I'm out, like, getting a continuing education?
You can as soon as you finish that education. How old are the children? Maybe those children can help take care of the younger children. It's happened for generations. You think for some reason that because...
Dude, I'm on your side.
I know, I'm just saying. I'm just... You have, let's say you have a 14-year-old at home. Do you think the 14-year-old is incapable of babysitting the younger siblings, of which you probably shouldn't have had in the first place, but that's beside the point now.
Well, I can't go make my kid go out and work. It's only 14.
At 14, the 14-year-old's job is to take care of the younger kids while you go to work and you go get some sort of education to get a better job so you can better provide for those kids.
He's 14. He's stupid. I'm going to leave my kids alone with him.
Well, whose fault? How old's the next oldest?
Nine.
Do you have any family? Do you have any friends that can help out?
I got neighbors.
Then
most
you
of the family. Never mind.
You've got neighbors that can help. There are ways to go about it. For
there are ways, but it's like I'm throwing these out on the fly.
Yeah.
You know, these are all solid excuses that they throw out. Mm-hmm. I don't have time. But to me, I can't raise a family. I need to make a livable wage. That you need to get a livable job.
To me,
you need
those
to
are
hand
all,
back to society.
Yeah. To me, those are all just, you say they're solid reasons. I see them as
no,
solid.
No, in their mind.
Yes.
It's solid.
Yeah. They think it's a solid reason. You and I see them as solid excuses. Because I don't care what you say. Yes, there is time for you to do it. Will it suck? Oh, yeah. It's going to suck. Are you going to owe money at the end of it if it's some additional education? Yes, it is. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. So that's why you have to decide. Do you want it to be like the, all right, I'll keep this job because it's easy and I can complain about it. Or challenge. Take a chance on yourself. Take a chance and go better yourself and get a better job.
See, the problem is they don't see it. It becomes this long tunnel, and they don't see how they're going to get out of it. And they think, okay, I don't have time to learn something else, so I got to stay here. And then when I get off, I got to go take care of my family. So I have no free time. My only option is to make them pay me more. And act like I'm valuable. And it's not going to work. And it's sad, but they're not going to do it.
The way the only way I could think to maybe convince them to, instead of protesting to want $15 an hour, you're unhappy making, let's say, $8 an hour. You hate the CEO because he makes $20 million a year.
I can't live on $8 an hour.
I understand. The way you get back at that company or that CEO who makes $20 million is quit working for them.
Well, can't I just stay there and take a shit in their fries?
You could, but you'll probably go to jail, and that's going to be completely...
Well, it's not like I'm going to take a shit in their fries in front of everybody. Well, I take them in the back and say I'm just salting them.
Okay. Well, in that case.
And take a big dump.
So if you're in a situation that you hate, why would you want to force yourself to stay in that situation?
Because it's all I know.
Then that's all you're going to know. And you need to then just come to terms with
that. What are they going to do if I quit? Who's going to run the frosting machine?
They'll get someone else to. Trust me, they'll find someone else to.
I'm expert at the frosting machine. I can break it down and put it back together after I clean it in almost 2 hours.
There you go.
Although it only takes like 15 minutes.
So, in other words, you hate where you are. Why would you want to force that place to give you a reason to stay where you hate?
Dan, you're trying to convince people who are extremely myopic.
I understand.
That there are options. In their mind, they have no options. They've babied themselves into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Or I got too many kids. Now I'm pinned in this corner, and all I can do is work fast food. I'm out. I'm going to have to get more money. There's no way I can ever better myself unless I get more money.
What do you got, Alfie?
People calling in with their wages and how they deal with it.
Which one?
Line one.
Okay. Yes, Steven.
Yes. Oh.
All right. Thank you.
That was excellent.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm a school teacher, and I teach high school age children. A lot of the kids that I teach come from families where the parents are in the same situation what you're talking about. And, you know, whether they're intelligent or not, you know, we go through the whole process of you make $7.50 an hour. Here's how much you're making per week before taxes. We go through it and we start knocking out, you know, okay, you got to do this much for bills. You got to do this much for car payment. And I show them that, hey, if you don't want to end up in the same position that your parents are in or that your relatives are in, and you want to transcend where you are, it starts right in the classroom.
How many of them actually grasp it?
You would be surprised. There's quite a few that actually, they kind of understand. They're like, yeah, okay, yeah, I don't want to end up with $100 to spend over the course of 4 months. So, I mean, obviously, all of them aren't going to get it. But when you start putting it into money sense, especially with teenagers, because they understand money, and when you start putting it in that perspective, they start to grasp it. But what I'll do is there are kids that I know that they can get the information, but they choose not to do the work. They're just lazy. And so I continually see their laziness. They fail a test. I'll staple a fast food application to their test and give it back to them, say, here, you better start filling this out because that's all you're going to get in life.
Damn, dude.
Have you won Teacher of the Year yet?
No, I've only been teaching a couple of years. So.
I'll nominate you. You're on the right path, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And yeah, I didn't say it. Damn it.
I mean, it's...
I just want to see the backlash.
I don't know if teens actually can have a wake-up call because you're in that mode of, I'm just getting started. I've got my entire future. There are no barriers. There are no boundaries.
I think some...
But I like the fact that somebody will go, look, dude, here's how it works. You got this much. You made this much. Wait till you see what you got when they take out taxes.
Woo.
Man, that's going to f*** you up.
Mm-hmm.
and then just show it. It's like you have to go back and actually teach them the barter system. If you don't have 8 stones, you're not getting any f***ing groceries. You're not getting any meat. You're not getting the sheep. You're not getting head or anything else. This is our last break. All right.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:54. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right near Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. About a half hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right near Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Basswood Boulevard. Moving into Haltom City, eastbound 121 between Carson Street and Menace Drive. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic is completely stopped back from Beach Street. Also about a half hour delay through that. In Lewisville, southbound I-35 just before Garden Ridge. That earlier vehicle, stalled vehicle, has been cleared now. Traffic is still backed up back from Lake Dallas Drive. And finally, in Sunnyvale, eastbound Highway 80, right at Collins Road. Got an accident involving a fuel spill there. That has traffic backed up back from 635. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 725 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Linkin Park this weekend at the JEXA. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for a low, sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. Right now, 94 and 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
Alfie, I want to take any more of those.
Line 3.
Yes, Alex.
Hey, I just wanted to say that minimum wage has not been tied to inflation for the past 30 years. If it was, the minimum wage...
How do you know that?
Because I do my research.
All right, go ahead. if it was, it would be what now?
About 10, 20.
Actually, it would be more than that.
Well, if it was tied to productivity, it would be about $20.
I did a search during the break. And I think minimum wage was around $3 when I got into the workforce in 76.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you do the inflation calculator from the government, the buying power today would be $12.56. So it's actually well behind your figures. So I got what you're saying, but you can't expect to raise a family with a part-time job.
Well, I understand that, but you see what happens is...
No, I don't have to see. He said you understood, so I won that one. And I even helped you out. Actually, I don't even think it was $3 when I started. I want to say it was like $2.35 an hour.
I think that's, yeah. You were, yes, it was around $2.50 an hour. I remember you said before.
Minimum wage in 76 was $2.30, and current buying power is $9.63.
I'm all for the minimum wage going up a little bit. Sure. Because companies can handle it, especially the big ones. I think for McDonald's, the adjustment would be a few cents per item on the menu. Trust me, McDonald's can afford that. You can afford that when you get, a McMuffin.
Yeah, there's enough in the corporate structure.
But what they do is they focus on, small businesses can't afford that. The small business only, with 20 employees, you're not going to be able to afford kicking it up $3 an hour. Well, that may be. That's why you adjust it. This doesn't have to be a flat thing. You can adjust it. Because I wholeheartedly believe that, no, you shouldn't be raising a family of four on fast food money. However, the CEO should not be living a lifestyle for a family of 4,000.
Why not?
What's he doing to earn it?
He's making the company a profit.
How?
You can't challenge somebody that's a CEO.
Sure you can.
You can challenge it, but you're not going to win.
You may not, but that's because he's the CEO.
And what's going to cost the company more? Think of like a TV show.
Okay.
If the main character leaves or one of the supporting actors.
If they lose
somebody in one of the restaurants, will McDonald's shut down? Will they even lose any money as far as stocks?
No.
CEO leaves, that's going to cost them a lot.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you get a CEO that's making $5 million versus $15 million, the stock is going to go up because you're saving $10 million a year in an income.
They can also calculate it as, well, I made $20 million, but I also made the company $2 billion this past year.
How'd you do that?
Really, you want to get into that?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying we don't know because we don't operate in the corporate structure. He can say, and it could be accurate, I made the company $2 billion last year. The guy before me only made $5 million a year, mm-hmm. but he only made the company $750 million. So I've already paid for myself many times over.
And the way you did that was for each and every employee underneath you.
I didn't set up the corporate structure. I didn't set up the federal minimum wage. I didn't have anything to do with any of that. I didn't make them take that. I can beat this one down if you want. I didn't make them take that job.
Don't get mad at
me. I didn't make
them
have. No, I'm just saying this is an easy one. I didn't make them have a bunch of kids. I didn't make them have all these expectations of having a full life without getting any training and just expecting to raise an entire family and have a house working 30 hours a week.
Okay. I have a problem having a CEO of a company that he sees I made the company $2 billion when he didn't flip one frickin' burger.
You don't have to flip burgers to make a company money.
But you cannot claim you made the company billions of dollars when there are hundreds or thousands of others that have helped
to do it. If you got
numbers.
You can point at him and go, look, here's the guy that was before me. He made $5 million. He only made the company $750 million. I make $20 million. Company makes $2 billion. Who are you going to keep, me or Fry Cook?
Right now.
I don't know how to make this face any other way of, what are you going to do?
But see, with that type of ego out of a CEO, I wouldn't want that.
I don't care what their ego is. If they made my company an extra $1.25 billion. It's all, I hate to bring this into the equation, but it's all capitalism.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is capitalism.
Bottom line, making money. The human element, that's been gone a long time.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
Henry Ford started all this.
I'm not kidding.
No, I know you're not. It's true. But it was Henry Ford said, you know, I wanted with the chicken in every pot and a Ford in every...
No, I'm talking about the assembly line.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying he wanted a Ford in every garage, but then he realized if in today's conditions, not everyone could afford the car that they built to go in their garage.
It's sad. There's no, I mean, the answer is, yeah.
The answer is this.
You give them more money, but you don't reward somebody because they made poor decisions.
You don't, but you don't necessarily get to, it's on both ends. You don't reward someone who either made poor decisions or is just fine to let the status quo be. But at the same time, you shouldn't let the upper 1% or the CEO's greed run amok. All you got to do is read stories about the a-holes out of Enron or the other CEOs, how they would have bragging power over each other because they would spend millions of dollars on art that they didn't know who painted it just to say that they had it, just so they could say, I've got 40 Porsches compared to your two.
Look at this new painting I bought. I paid $45 billion for it. Who painted it? Emmett Kelly? The clown? Really? The f***ing clown?
But he signed it.
Yeah, he signed it, Emmett Kelly.
I don't even know who Emmett Kelly is.
To make a difference, he signed it.
And you
got another painting.
What's that one?
It's a vase and other stuff. I got it painted from Emmett's Fix-It shop.
Is that the name of it? Vase and stuff?
Yeah. It's abstract. And the guy from the Andy Griffith Show, Emmett's Fix-It shop.
You got anything from Floyd the Barber?
I got some pink condoms. I'm sorry, that's too old. They have no leverage.
No.
They have nothing that they can challenge. I just keep using McDonald's because they're the biggest.
Yeah.
They can't. But you also can't think that, well, I deserve all these things, even though there are people that have gone out and sacrificed not having children
right.
and not having a lot of stuff so they could get an education and become a better bartender or masseuse or, you know, went to the Wally Thor Truckmaster Scooter Trucking.
Mm-hmm.
Got a better job. Those people sacrificed. Now they've got a better life. You can't think that you need to be rewarded.
Yeah.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about what he makes.
What's he do?
He's a pilot.
For who?
I think he said American Airlines.
Oh, okay. Well, it was just the way he went. He's a pilot.
Yeah.
Yes, Randall.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, you know, listening in earlier in the car, hearing a lot of your conversation, see more on general labor jobs. You speak of comparing just because the CEO makes this, you know, I want this. You know, what about the technical positions, the guys out there that have a trade that requires a significant investment in income and some of the low wages on that side?
There are arguments. You can work this, I don't know how many different ways. It's just like twists and numbers.
Yeah.
You're right. There are. It's like the CEO doesn't really have to go to one of the McDonald's and flip burgers. He's not really that. It's not necessary. But somebody like American, can the CEO fly a plane? Okay. Then to me, the pilots are worth an ass load. What's starting for a pilot? Do you know?
I think American Mainline, according to Airline Pilot Central, starts him out at $28,600 a year.
I don't want somebody making $30,000 a year flying my f***ing plane.
Yeah, but how do you know that? Not unless you read it.
I don't want it. I expect a pilot, if they're flying a commercial aircraft, I want them making six. That's one of the times I want them to be rich.
Yeah.
Especially since a lot of pilots are former military. Yes?
A good amount are. Depends what's out there. Depends on the company.
But they really, now when you say starting, you mean like for smaller planes?
No, MD-80 737, that's what's advertised. Now, on the American scale, it upgrades pretty quick. But looking back on your local market, look at American Eagle. They recently told those guys if they didn't take a pay cut, they were going to just clean out the airline, which they put them on freeze. Now they're handing it over to some contract companies that are in the same labor negotiations. And you notice the difference when you fly in one of the planes. If you knew what you were looking for, you know, you notice you're flying on a CR day with a air conditioning pack in op and panels falling off the side, still painted in American Eagle ivory. But you talk about the CEO.
Okay, he's obviously got an agenda.
Yeah.
Still some good info.
Well, it is, and I had no idea that anybody flying a 737 would be making under 30, anywhere near under six figures. Well, you could tell the difference.
Oh, how?
Well, first of all, the planes weave back and forth.
Well, you know,
and the captain comes on and goes, that's two.
So every time there's a rough landing, he must be one of them $30,000 a year pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you know when that landing is buttery soft, that man is a 100-plus pilot.
That's six figure.
Yeah. That right there, that is a pilot with a bonus structure.
When you land and you feel like some bitch in a bounce house, it's probably your $30,000 pilot.
If you're doing barrel rolls over the Atlantic.
If you're flying inverted for no reason. Was he trying to save the aircraft? No, he's just drunk. There are certain jobs you just expect them to be well compensated and rich. Pilots, I want them. That can't be right.
I've heard
30 grand and you would have access to possibly flying a 737?
The 737 I wasn't aware of. I know that with some of the smaller airlines, the little puddle jumper flights, those are on the really low end scale for pilot salaries. But like the guy said, you do that for a little bit, you kind of pay your dues, then you jump up to a bigger jet, bigger routes, then the money starts to come in. And you also get, I think you get a pretty decent pension. Unless, of course, the CEO feels like slashing it to up stock prices by $2.
Put a tip cup up there or something.
Yeah, if anybody's going to have a tip cup, I mean, really, Starbucks.
Wow.
Who wants a good landing?
I don't see. Now I don't feel like it's a tip. Now I feel like it's more extortion.
I look at it as insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a pilot. You don't want them going on strike right in the middle of a flight. All right. This. I'm going to get drunk. And if they had their salaries on the side of the jet, this pilot that's flying your 737 is making $28,554.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm walking to Temecula, California.
Oh my God! And not, and even from a company standpoint, briefly forget about the souls on board, just the cost of the aircraft. That aircraft, well, let's say it costs $5 million. You going to pay someone $30K to fly it for you?
I got this thing down.
Okay.
I went through the simulator. I'm off probation for my DWI. Of course, my Boeing's got a interlock device on it.
Looky, just what made best of. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClove.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com.
We got to land every other city. Somebody's got blowing.
Be sure to find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Friday.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.